Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I am Brian, the Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. That's Block Talk Radio. We're live on the air, and we're worldwide. The ratings are up, but I'm not. The ratings are high, but Pat's higher. That's our psychic. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. Like I said, we're global. It's Friday. That means anything goes on Friday. We have a regular people, but I'm on a different hour, so sometimes it takes a little while for them to find me. That's why you have to follow me. You know when I'm coming up, because sometimes I don't know when I'm coming up. You know, title of show, historical figures you thought were nice, but they're really fucked up. That's the title. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Historical figures you thought were nice, but they're really fucked up. That's it. We remember these people doing amazing things, and they made the world love them. Love me. But they were really fucked up. And we're going to let you know who they are. We have it. I'm going to let them know. I'm spilling the beans, or what did the gay people say? Let's spill the tea, or whatever. It's something about tea talk. I don't know. I guess you spill the tea. I don't know what the tea is. I drink hot chocolate. Hot chocolate is good. Hot chocolate. And just, you know what? I'm going to have a little sippy. It's Friday. I put a little something in it, too. You know that? A little spice alcohol thing in my hot chocolate. Yeah, it's like a hot toddy. Well, hot toddy is what? Is that coffee? Anyway, hot chocolate, here you go. And the second subject is, do you hear voices? Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear voices? And is that normal? Is that normal? Have you ever been alone in a house and you're doing your housework and there's an inside voice talking to you? You ever hear the phrase, your indoor voice or your inside voice? What's that about? Do you talk to yourself? I mean, when you're in a store, when you're looking grocery shopping or whatever. I do. If I have a list, I'm cussing myself out. It's like, you know, get a can of olives. What? Fuck it, olives. You can never find those olives. Where the fuck would they put olives? I still can't find the fucking olives, those little olive things. And there's another thing I'm getting pissed off, and I wrote them a note, too. I like anchovies on my pizza. Hang in there. I'll get to it. I'm giving you an example. And in California, they don't put anchovies on a pizza anymore. So I have to actually go to the store and find them anchovy. Do you know how small those little anchovies are? It is fucked up. They should have an anchovy aisle. Anyway, I go back. Do you hear those voices? And so I'm cussing them out. I go, where are you, you fucking anchovies? I'm calling out the anchovy. I'm willing the anchovies to fall off the shelf for me. Those little fishies. I love the little fishies. And we're saving it for last. Check out this title. 20 best sex positions that will get her off every time. Every time. Not just part-time. Every time. Every time I hear that, it reminds me of the guest I had where I made a joke where I will mispronounce your name on purpose so you'll say your name over and over again. People will remember your name. But this guy got really upset when he says he had a seminar today, and I kept saying it tomorrow just to fuck him up. But that's not funny. But what's funny is he used to get pissed off because his voice was like, hey, Brian, how you doing? Thank you for having me on the show. I go, hey, yeah, welcome to the show. And he goes, oh, Brian, are you going to tell everybody about my event? Yeah. I'll tell you about the event. Well, don't forget to go to the event tomorrow. And he'll go, what? I go, yeah, don't forget to go to the event tomorrow. But the way he said it, he goes, no, Brian, not tomorrow. Today, Brian, today. Love that guy. I miss him very much. So when I read the title, 20 best sex positions that will get her off every time. Every time? I mean, once in a while. Every time, Brian. Every time. Every time? Every time. That will get her off every time. And we'll go over those things because I know a lot of you men, 99% of your men don't even know how to do it the first time or once in a while or maybe every other Friday. Or when was the last time your wife just said, you were the best, you jungle bunny? Oops, that's a racial term. Jungle love? Okay. Sorry. The voices in my head said that. So anyway, we got time, 20 best sex positions that will get her off every time. That's if we have time. Like I said, this show is probably going to be empty because people don't know where I am. Well, that's okay. But we're going to come up with, when we come back, we're going to come up with some news and shit that's going on in this world. And, you know, this is so fucked up. Got shootings and shit going down. People committing fraud, million-dollar fraud that you don't think they would. Ugh. The world's a mess. But today, today, Brian, is a good day. It's a good day. I'm going to play one song, and after that, it's going to be Christmas songs because I feel a little Christmassy. I am Hammer Claus today. And I will be giving up free gifts. The first one, the first caller who calls in right now, you have 10 seconds, you will win $800. Ready, go. Oh, wow, we ran out of time. Damn it. I want to give away this money. Well, maybe next time. All right, I'm going to go get some coffee. And when we come back, historical figures you thought were nice, but they are really fucked up. They were so fucked up. and I'll out them. I'll let you know who they are. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson on 96.7 Heat Radio. And our music show is going up today, later this afternoon. That's right. Have a music show with Hammer. You'd be surprised. I really worked on it. You're going to love it. If you're on my Facebook, you'll see it. Be right back.
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
There you go. Technical difficulties on a Friday. I'm back, though. I am back. And I don't know why the song stopped. You know, before we get to our main topic, you know, normally I think, you know, the world is okay. Things will work out. You know, but lately I'm concerned. I don't know how we, I guess what happens is you move forward so far that you have to regress and you go backwards. I mean, this Jewish hate, and we had that. You know, you got a grump
ex-president Grump, and I call him Grump because it's Grandpa Trump. So Grump, he's, this guy is out of his fucking mind. Your own Congress is going after the president's son and your Senate. Your own lawmakers are going after the sitting president. You know, as funny as like when Grump was president, we couldn't touch him. All these charges and all this shit, but they were saying, no, you can't touch him. He's a sitting president. Okay. But now the Republicans can go after a sitting president's son. And what do we pay these dudes for, man? Why are you voting for these punks? All they're doing is fighting within and gossip, and now the whole thing is like a TMZ shitbowl. The world is just going crazy. And so I turn on the TV, and there's some disturbing things. It's like this dude, right? Dude from high school. Did you hear the story? This dude from high school. 15-year-old kid. Headline. Oxford school shooter Ethan Crumbly facing sentencing. That's right, Ethan Crumbly. Dude, what are you doing? Dude. This happened December 8th. But you know what's really fucked up is that you're going to try to get his parents. They're claiming, now what I hear, I haven't read the story. I'm going to cold read it. But what I hear is that they're trying to get the parents in jail for a long period of time because they knew the kid was mentally ill and they have weapons in the house. Really? How many people? I don't know if there's a law that mentally ill people cannot carry weapons. You know what? I have to search. Can mentally ill people have guns? And I'm curious. I didn't plan on doing this. This is what happens when you're on this show. We can go on there. Here we go. I have to find this out. Can mentally ill people have guns? Is it federal law? No person of unsound mind should own a firearm or have one in his or her possession or under his or her control. Unsound mind includes any person who is subject to any of the findings listed below and who has not had his or her rights firearm reinstated. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, okay, all right. See, you know, I'm doing a show. You know, and I don't know what his unsound mind is. Oh, here's a beautiful lady. You all know her. She's one of our, you know, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, comes in, and he talks about the winning team, but he has nothing on our people. Our people. Here's the lovely Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Well, it's just me and you, kid.
What?
It's me.
Where's Pat?
It's just Pat. John hasn't woken her up yet. She'll stumble in like a drunk soon.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Just me and you. Don't be uncomfortable. You and I have good
God,
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
You have the same dark sense of humor I do. Maybe sometimes darker.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
Maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Hello, my little homie. Hello, Oliver.
He's quiet today. He's
I
quiet.
He is. I know. We'll stir mm-hmm. him up. We'll talk about Trump
oh,
and we'll stir
God,
him up.
Please.
I guarantee you. You know, so.
Please don't.
So, did you hear about this guy, Melissa, the shooter? From Oxford?
Which one?
It happened. His name is Ethan Crumbly. He's 17.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. And the parents bought him a gun?
Yeah. He will.
Yeah.
It says he'll be in court today, I guess, in Oakland, California.
I guess, is it witness? They're going to do witness statements. I mean, victim statements. Right?
I think they're doing that now. He faces a possibility of life in prison without parole. And here's what Crumley did. Mm. Crumley was charged with 4 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Now, if you don't know what premeditated murder is, because my people have a low IQ who listen to me, they don't even have the Q. They just have the I. That's how low it is. That's the bar.
Speak for yourself.
I know. Hey, I'm the leader of this band of morons.
The leader. We are. We all can be a bunch of morons. Huh?
I know. Hey, don't shoot me in the back. It says that he surrendered to the police. Roe ruled in August that it was fair to condemn the minor to a term of life in prison without a chance of parole. Can you imagine that? You're 17 years old. You're faced with going to the jail without parole.
How old was he when he did it?
He was, I heard he was 15.
Like 14, 15, yeah.
It said, for count, he opened fire with a semi-automatic handgun as a 15-year-old sophomore at Oxford High School in November of 21. In 21?
Oh,
that was 2 years ago. He's faced with a minimum of 25 to 40 years in prison for each count after he opened fire with a semi-automatic. Each count, that's 4 counts, 25 times 4. He will be 100 years old when he comes out. He's a very young man. I wonder what kind of job he's going to get as a 100-year-old.
He won't be the first one.
I know, right? Wow.
The parents, I guess, I watched a little bit of that trial, very little bit. The parents were told, they were warned by the school about him, and they chose to ignore it.
And
bought the little maniac a gun.
Yes. It's his Christmas present. Leave him alone. Must be his
Come
birthday.
On.
Well, here's the story. Here's the story in their own words. Here you go. Listen to this.
4 students were murdered at Oxford High School. Their killer will finally be sentenced.
Yes, Amy, the hearing for the shooter who pleaded guilty in the 2021 mass killing begins later today. Fox's Robert Murdoch is live outside the courtroom with much... Moore and Robin, we're also hearing a lot of public comment in the day ahead as well.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a very emotional day, Josh and Amy, for many people who will be face-to-face with the shooter for the very first time in more than 2 years. Dozens of people are expected to speak out at the shooter's sentencing later on this morning inside the Oakland County Courthouse right behind me here. They will share details about what that day was like 2 years ago when gunfire broke out in the halls of Oxford High School, and how that moment has forever affected them. We are told as many as 40 victims could share their experiences with the judge today and everyone else in that courtroom. So, again, it is expected to be very emotional for a lot of people. The parents of and siblings of the 4 students killed on November 30th of 2021, they could speak out today. Students who were injured, remember, there were 6 of them and a teacher. They could share their accounts and possibly others who tried to hide from that gunfire.
Wow. He's a squatty little bitch. Man, they're going to be trading him for cigarettes for a long period of time. He's a scrawny little... You look at this little scrawny bitch with the glasses and the long hair like a little hippie. And he had those little perky lips that they're going to love in prison. They're going to trade him for cigarettes.
Cigarettes. No, you know what? They'll turn him out is what they do. They turn him out.
They will. They will. Mm-hmm. They will. Mm-hmm. They will turn his little ass out. Shove it up. You know what I mean? That's what happens. That's what happens.
Terrible.
You want to be a bad boy? You must do the time. Don't be that baby whining. Don't make me play Laverne song.
What?
Pastor Bullwinkle. It always makes her smile. Pastor Bullwinkle and his little white suit and his bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, Well, here's the rest of the story.
2 years ago. It does remain to be seen whether we will get through all of those impact statements.
Uh-oh. What happened? Well, you know, that's the story, and I lost the story. I lost the story. Damn. I lost the story.
Uh-oh.
Rarely do I do that. Rarely do I lose the story.
You do it all the time.
Okay. I didn't do it today. Oh, found it.
Though decide whether the shooter, who was 15 at the time, will be sentenced to life in prison without parole or a minimum of 25 years. Here is more on that debate from an earlier hearing.
Right.
Standing here with a room full of parents and family members that had their children murdered, shot, and terrorized.
Yes.
Asking this court or any court to sentence a 17-year-old to life without parole for a crime he committed when he was 15, it was the last place I thought I would be. This is a home with...
I say put some butter on his butt and call him a turkey. That's what he's going to do in prison. That's what's going to happen to this guy. That's going to happen. Oh, we have another morning crew member that just came into the studio. And we got to find out who this morning crew is. Because they come in with that little blue dot on their face because they don't want to be seen or recognized to the world when they come into the studio because they have some kind of dignity. I say, unmask yourself and show your courage. Let's see. Should I let them in? I don't know if I should let them in. They didn't even knock on the door. They have to knock on the door. You think so? You think they should knock? I don't have a knock anymore. I don't have the knock thing. Ellen took her toys and took my things away. They took my things away. Oh, well, I was going to have her knock on the door. But I will talk to her. Don't make any sudden moves because she can go cuckoo. Good morning. Hello. Pat. Good morning. Pat. Okay. Well, Pat.
Is that Pat?
Maybe she. Yeah, she's in the studio. She has her hand up, but she's not answering. So.
Pat, where are you? Oh, my mute was on. There you go. Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
That's my psychic.
My mute was on.
My mute's on. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Patricia. Canadian holiday. Happy holiday. Eh?
It's a holiday?
Yes.
What?
It's happy blowjob day. It's happy blowjob day.
It's,
you actually made me go to the calendar. Today is the beginning of something. Do you know what
yes,
it is?
Yes, it is.
What
no.
is it? Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Play with your dreidel, right?
Dreidel. Come on, Melissa, you're Jewish. Dreidel.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
You are Jewish.
Never have been. No.
Never.
Not in this lifetime, anyway.
Melissa.
But,
well, for all my Jewish people, and my Jewish audience. I have a huge Jewish audience, I can tell, because I have a store and they don't shop in it. They save their money. Here's to you, my Jewish people.
Light that menorah.
dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. I made my first dreidel out of some clay. I painted on symbols, then I put it away. The clay had all hardened, and the paint was all dried. I looked at my dreidel, and what a surprise. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready,
in honor of my Jewish friends,
that's
I will be known
suck.
Today. I know, but I will be known today as Brian Habitowitz.
Bring his present. He gets one every day.
You may call me Habitowitz. I am Habitowitz. Thank you.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. The dreidel was spinning, spinning all by itself. I watched in amazement as it spun off the shelf. It was spinning so fast then that it looked like a top. But there was one problem, it just wouldn't stop. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And
don't
when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. It spun to the kitchen, and then it bounced on the floor. Flew right by my window, then right out the door. It spun down the stairs then, but it didn't go far. It just started digging a big hole in my yard. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. The digging was over, things quieted down. The dreidel had planted itself in the ground. Through spring and then summer, and then into fall, the dreidel was growing to about 10 feet tall. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play.
Oy. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. That's coming from Brian Habitowitz. Oi. Oi, good bolt. Oi. That could get into your head, you know that? So going back to this guy, so can you imagine this poor mother, this poor guy? Go back. This poor guy, I mean, he's not really a poor guy. I mean, he killed those people. He killed four people. But you're 17 years old, and you're facing life in prison. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, you're facing life in prison. I don't even know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. He's going bye-bye.
I'm sit fighting, yelling, accusations of affairs, money troubles. This was a home filled with alcohol. Ethan was left home alone.
Oh, you know what? motherfucker killed these people. Now they're going to talk about why he did it. Oh, the house has alcohol in it, and they were fighting in a house. And the father had a drink once in a while, and you can tell why he was fucked up, because you should not have alcohol in your home. Can you imagine that stupid defense? I mean, really? Listen to this defense.
Accusations of affairs, money troubles. 15, it was the last place I thought I would be. This is a home with constant fighting, yelling, accusations of affairs, money troubles. This is a home filled with...
This is a home, constant yelling, accusing each other of having affairs, and there's constant alcohol pouring 24 hours a day, and he had to watch The View. This is why he killed people.
Alcohol. Ethan was left home alone beginning from a very early age.
Yeah, just like that guy Macaulay Culkin. He was left home alone at a very early age. So if you have kids, don't leave them alone because they turn out to be killers. This is a lesson here. Enable sir time in prison.
Ethan did not have the support that he needed. It was glaringly obvious that he was not okay.
So as you know, Tate Meir, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, and Justin Schilling, they were all killed in that mass shooting back in November of 2021. It is still unclear whether the shooter will speak out today as well. A lot of people, of course, want to hear what he has to say. That hearing set to begin right around 9 o'clock this morning inside the Oakland County Courthouse right behind me.
So let's just be a lesson. If you have a kid, don't have alcohol in the house. Don't yell at each other. Don't leave the kid alone. And don't accuse each other of having an affair, because he will kill people. That's the defense right there. That kid is really fucked up. And let me describe this kid in prison terms. If I was like a celly, you know, and I see him, I would say, hey, you know the new dude that's coming in? He goes, yeah, I see the new dude. Well, what does he look like? He got pouty lips. Oh, yeah. And he got an innocent face. Ooh. And he got a cute little button nose. Oh, yeah. I hope he comes in my cell. You know what I'm saying. I'm turning his ass out. Like a Canadian going to the French border. Oh, sometimes my drugs do work. Roll call. Pat, Patricia.
God, why did you say that? Don't get her going about the French again. Don't do it.
I won't do it.
Don't do it. She'll be back home with a vengeance.
She will, wouldn't she? Everybody has their triggers, don't they? Pat would be home with a gun with a beret.
And that is hers.
That is.
A mustache and a beret.
I know. Oh. little
they only speak French.
Yes, no. Wee wee.
I know.
anybody French, I will kill. There's another thing that's in the news, and people don't know it. This is affecting the United States and Canada, especially Canada. And nobody's talking about it, but I will. Headline: there's a drug shortage.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
Did you see it? People are not getting their cancer,
cancer
drugs or treatment.
Generic.
Well, you know, what's funny about generic? Let me tell you, sir. You know, sometimes they tell a story. I mean, I'm 35. You know, I have problems.
Right.
Thank you. I'm an habitual liar. I am Brian Habichewicz. You know, for fun, I was at the pharmacy, and I asked for some Viagra, right? Just for fun. You know, I don't need it, just for fun. So there's like maybe 20 pills in there, right? There's 20 pills in there. And I look at the lady and going, it doesn't seem like much. She goes, yeah. I go, oh, okay. I go, and it cost me $13. Right? I'm going,
cheap?
Really? Yeah. Well, I never bought them before, right? I never. I go, okay, $13. It cost. That'll be $13. I go, okay. I said, you know, if I didn't have this, which is part of my insurance and everything, how much would these cost? You know what she said? $750.
Oh, my God.
Without the insurance, it would have cost $750. No lie. No lie. So yeah. Now we have a drug shortage and generic, you're right. But that's so important because that's the affordable kind. I mean, remember that
exactly.
Fool that was selling that, he had some medication, he was selling like almost like $800 a pill or something. Remember that fool?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So it says drug shortages are at an all-time high in the U.S., and people have started rationing medication. Damn, that's not good.
No.
I don't want to be on the road if somebody's rationing their medication. And this is serious business, man. People are not getting their medication. Drug shortages are surging in the U.S. They're ranging from the IV saline to antibiotics.
Yeah.
It says the drug shortage reached a five-year peak at the end of 2022, impacting almost 300 pharmaceutical products, including basic treatment as IV saline. What is? I don't know what IV saline is.
Saline.
Well, saline to you.
Not saline. And what is saline? Tell me what it is.
I will tell you what saline is.
Okay.
That's what we cannot get the good stuff, so we have to get the knockoff stuff in the hood.
Saline Dion. And she's French.
That's what we had to knock off. Leave me alone, lady.
Oh, come on. Tell us what saline is. Come on.
Saline.
No.
Or saline.
It's salt.
So passionate.
My God, I have to help this guy along, Pat, all the time.
Hey,
I know.
The news. Pat, do you know anything about the saline?
Saline.
Saline.
He did this. You know what, Pat? Didn't you hear him yesterday? I mispronounce words on purpose.
Yes, I do. Thank you, mister.
So you can look good by helping me say it correctly. There you go. There you go.
Exactly. You look like
okay.
A genius. Okay.
Okay.
Well, and antibiotics. The shortage poses threats to patients, with some facing devastating consequences, including medication errors and treatment. I think I had a medication error.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. You know, some people say I'm a hypochondriac, but I'm not. Because I think I got some shit that was somebody else's shit, and I'm going to have to go back to the pharmacist and say, you know, I think I got somebody else's medication. I think so.
Do you remember we talked about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you
it's
look
true.
On your bottle, it tells you the shape and the color of your pill. So then you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the bottle?
Yeah. Well, the saline doesn't show me that.
No, saline does not show you that.
Saline.
Celine.
Hello.
Celine looks like
she,
water.
She looks like a kid. Isn't she Canadian? Isn't Celine Dion
Celine.
Canadian?
She
Celine,
is. She's French-Canadian.
She all roads lead to there. All roads lead to the French-Canadians. I'm not a
I
dummy.
I think that Pat's cat sounds French. Listen to him
I
in the background.
I think so. Mr.
He's
Mr.
a French
Fred.
Cat. We'll get him a beret.
I get a beret, a drink beret. Meow. Meow.
What is that joke? How do you know if a Frenchman's been in your yard? How does that go? Your trash cans are tipped over and your cats are pregnant?
I don't know that your cats are pregnant.
I think, Pat, have you ever heard that? It's something like that.
Let me see. It's Friday, so let me see. Let me see that. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Here you go. Let me go. Here we go. Here you go. Let's see. Here we go. French jokes. Help me find this word. Très charmante. What is it? How do you say it? Très charmante? Pat.
What?
T-R-E-S-C-H-A-R-M-A-N-T-E.
Don't ask that woman to speak any French. She'll kill you.
Okay, how about this? Why do the French make omelets with only one egg?
I don't know.
Because in France, one egg is un ouf. A German went to France for the holiday, and here is the scene. French border staff. Oh, the French border staff. Occupation? German. No, just visiting.
Oh,
get
my
it?
God.
He went to the border? No,
yes.
Just visiting. Occupation.
Yeah.
More French jokes. Number four. Let's see. When I was a kid, my parents would always say, excuse my French, after a swear word. I'll never forget the first day at school when the teacher asked, did we know any French? Okay, that sucked. Even if their jokes suck. Pat, a Frenchman walks into a library and asks the librarian if he can check out a book about war. The librarian responds, no, you'll lose it. Da-da-da. What do you call an angry French aunt? A croissant. A croissant. What happened after an explosion at a French cheese factory? All that was left was debris. Come on, these are French jokes. These are good jokes. All right. No more French jokes. It's not working.
Okay, I got it wrong. How do you know if a Frenchman's been in your yard, your garbage is empty, and your dogs are pregnant?
And your dogs are pregnant.
That's how that goes. Your trash
cans
are empty.
Wow.
That wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny, but Pat's not having any of it.
No,
she
she's
says,
not.
Won't be,
Pat,
I won't be
come on.
Baited.
We're tearing the French
down. She won't be baited. She won't be baited for this story.
No.
So we go back to, this is serious shit. I mean, there's a lot of Americans who need their medication. I mean, my God, what are they going to do? It says the shortage poses threats to patients with devastating consequences, including medication errors. Drug shortages has surged almost 30%. Products at the end of the year, the report found more than 15 critical drugs have suffered from shortages for more than a decade. The surge is in drug shortages coming to the U.S. has shifted to China, India, and other nations, which poses a national security risk. Can you imagine getting medication from China? I can't trust that. I'm not doing, I mean, my God, they're the one who gave us the pandemic. They gave us COVID. Here we go. According to the American Society of Health and Pharmacists, some of the drugs experiencing current shortage include, now here we go. I'm going to list the drugs. Tell me if you're on one of them. Here we go. Albuterol.
Albuterol. Albuterol. That is for asthma.
You are correct. You are absolutely correct. It is an asthma treatment. You are correct.
Yes.
Amoxicillin. Amoxicillin.
Yep.
Wow. It's oral tablets and powders. It's an antibiotic.
That's too bad.
Morphine injections. People are not getting their morphine injections.
I need
too.
That.
I hoarded it. That's why there's a shortage.
Okay. Okay.
Dreidel. Morphine injection. Okay. Prednisone oral tablets. It's a steroid.
Prednisone. It's prednisone.
That's how we pronounce it in French.
Say it in French. Say it in French.
Prednisone. Prednisone oral tablets. Yes, no.
Oh.
Sodium chloride. Borsaline. Number four, saline.
Saline. Okay.
Saline. Among the drugs suffering shortages for more than a decade is propofol. I know. Listen, oh, my God. You're getting the news here. Some people get their news here, and I have to do quality news. And it's injectable. It's injectable. It's sedative given to patients before surgery. Can you imagine? And propofol, before you go to surgery, I've had it. I have propofol. I even requested propofol.
Did you?
I did. I really did. My brother said it's the best sleep he ever had with propofol. I even requested it. And so it's a sedative, given to patient before surgery. That's at a shortage. So now they just have a hammer and knock your stupid ass out or bored.
Well, isn't that the stuff Michael Jackson used to take?
Yes, Michael
didn't
loved
they used
propofol.
To knock him out with that?
Yes, Michael loved it. He died from overdosing of propofol.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Which has caused, and they're recalling propofol because the manufacturer delays and it's a surge in demand during a COVID-19 pandemic. Not all manufacturing or supply chain. Yes. There's another one, too. If you have asthma, you're out of luck, dude, because the asthma drug, albuterol, was impacted with a major manufacturer shuttered its factories last month. There you go. And there's other drugs. There's drugs.
Albuterol is cheap. That's a cheap one. It's not expensive.
Yeah. Let me see. That's it. You know, actually, I did a thing about recall. Recall drugs. Okay. There's some drugs that have been recalled, and I know my medication has been recalled. A drug recall is a voluntary mandatory. Now, I'm on heroin and methadone, and I must take that every 2 hours or else I go to DTs and I cannot do the show. Doctor's orders. For schizophrenia. Cindy just looks at me and goes, you're so weird. You're just a weird person. I have schizophrenia. Yes, I do have schizophrenia, woman. You just don't know it because I've been crazy since you met me. A drug recall is a voluntary or mandatory action taken by a company or the FDA to remove a defective, potentially harmful drug from the market. Drug recalls are made when certain criteria are met, such as evidence of contamination, mislabeling, adverse reaction, or manufacturing defects. And these are the drugs that they recalled lately. Here we go. You know what? These are the drugs, and mine was on it. Here we go. The drugs that they recalled are Magnum. No, that's a brand name. Oh, my God. Undeclared sildenafil. which means Viagra. Viagra, they recalled it. Let's see what else. My God, they recalled benzene, a presence of benzene. What are we talking about here? Brand name and everything, company name, Meta Herbal. Anyway, check your local browser and find out the drugs that you have may have been recalled. That's it. That's the news. That's the news. And if you wanted to know why it keeps happening, and here's the reason why we have it. It's been in a bombardment of bad news for drug suppliers. You know, you got your, they're getting sued. They stopped making the drugs or they put it on hold because they're sued. Other shortages include antibiotics for treatment of diseases such as pregnancy. There's a drug such as the only drug recommended for use during pregnancy to prevent congenital syphilis. What? Why would, if you're pregnant, why would, is that a thing, congenital syphilis? It's a disease that is 11 times more common today than a decade ago. Syphilis? Your ADHD medication, without which people struggle to function in their daily lives? Wow. So if you have syphilis, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow.
There's none left.
Wow.
There's none left. And ADHD, they have a shortage. Hundreds of drugs
of,
in every
Adderall,
major.
Adderall. Yeah.
That's right. That's a shortage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
Meaning legal crack.
True. That is very true. Rely on nonprofits. I'm trying to see what else. Revealed drugs. Cisplatin. I don't know what these drugs are. I should not be reading this. check with your browser. Seriously, on a serious note. Check to see if your drugs or your medication is in shortage. Talk to your doctor. Also, see if they're on a recall list, because I know mine was on a recall list one time. I looked at it and go, what? Mine's on a recall? Okay.
In shortage fashion.
Today's show is historical figures you thought you were nice, but they really are really fucked up. And these are people we remember, these people doing amazing things, and they made the world love them. But they were really fucked up. I think Pat's asleep, tell you the truth. I think she's asleep.
Pat, are you sleeping?
I think she's asleep. Who used to come? Oh, yeah, I know who used to do it.
I know.
I caught myself. And do you hear voices as time was up? Pat's asleep. She'll wake up soon. I know she's asleep. She tried. And then we're going to talk about 20 best sex positions. Is that guaranteed to get a woman?
That'll wake her up.
20 best sex positions. Yeah, that will. That will get her off every time. It says every time. Every time. Man, you got to stay on that.
She's awake. Pat, did I upset you with the French jokes? I thought I was being funny today.
You were?
No.
I am in a very good mood, and a couple of people know why, so everything has worked out. Yeah.
That's right. And, well, here we go. We're going to get our main story, but first there's another thing that we talked about, the drugs being recalled. Pat's weed has not been recalled, so she's a happy camper. But there's also something else going on here. It just happened today. There's a case of salmonella breakout today. So if you guys are going shopping, please do not eat the cantaloupe.
I saw that a couple weeks ago that started with the cantaloupe.
Yes, cases of
salmonella. Is it Listeria or salmonella?
No, case of salmonella linked to cantaloupe double. That's what the CDC says. It says salmonella outbreak.
Is it sliced or cut up
stuff
that you buy?
Very good. I think so. It says salmonella outbreak tried tied to tainted cantaloupes. They keep expanding with cases as double since last week. Since the update of November 30th, an additional 113 people infected with this outbreak strain of Salmonella have been recorded.
Well,
if we listen closely, you'll hear Pat Cat, that French cat.
She's a French cat.
She's a French. Yes.
No, he's not.
Meow. Yes,
he's
not
a French cat.
He's not a French cat. The bingo.
No.
Are
my
French
great grandfather. Guess what his name was? Fred. Fred.
What's his name? Yeah.
And they, Fred. They called him Fast Freddy. Mm-hmm.
Fred. But I think his name. What's his official name, Pat? Is it Mr. Fred or is it just Fred?
Mr. Fred.
He's Mr. Fred. Why the surname? Why the surname? Mr. Fred.
Oh, it just happens.
The French love that pomp and circumstance. Call him Mr. Fred.
Mr. Fred. A cat is French. A cat, of course, of course. Have you ever seen a cat? Of course, his name is Mr. Fred. Canada. Canada had also been hit. Canada also has been hit by Salmonella cases tied to the cantaloupes. Canada has also been hit by some cases tied to some cantaloupes. 129 cases have been reported, including 44 hospitalizations and 5 deaths. Canada health officials have reported. While Salmonella can't make anyone sick, illness have been particularly severe in this outbreak. The old and the very young appear to be at risk, as always.
Yeah. Of course.
As always. Mm-hmm. It's always the old and the young, isn't it? And
yeah.
If you don't believe me, here's the story. Here's the story. Oh, I'm not hearing anything.
Deaths were in the U.S., 5 in Canada.
Here you go.
Officials are reporting that 8 people have died due to a Salmonella outbreak linked to contaminated cantaloupe. Officials report that 3 of those deaths were in the U.S., 5 in Canada since mid-November. In the U.S. alone, more than 230 people have gotten sick, with 98 hospitalizations across 38 states. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the outbreak has been linked to cantaloupes grown in Mexico and sold under the brands Rudy and Malachita, which has been recalled. The FDA is warning consumers against purchasing pre-cut and packaged cantaloupes.
Oh, my.
Just like Melissa said, Sammy School. Did you hear that, Mittens? Melissa,
oh,
we found out that her porn name. Oh, you were here, Mittens.
I heard that. Yeah.
Mittens.
Yeah.
We have like 111s coming to the studio. Excuse me, I have smoked some weed this morning. Ooh,
I won't like them.
Then eat it. Don't spit it out.
Oh, I want
Oliver is eating gum and he just...
Hello, Ollie.
Throw it away then. Put it
Oliver.
In the trash.
Big O. Hello, Oliver.
Oh, my God.
The 111s, here's the rule. There's a new rule in the studio. And I see you. If you like to talk, just hit the 1 on your phone and it raises the little hand and that lets me know you want to talk. Some people don't want to talk, but I got a feeling this is my little gay elf, Mr. Solution. Hello, gay elf. Hello, Brian. I want you to call me Mr. Solution and not the gay elf. You're so sensitive, my little gay elf.
So sensitive.
I know. Stop it. According to the book, I know. Pat, what's this? Pat?
Yeah.
Do you think Mr. Solution's gay?
No.
Why?
I don't think he is.
Do you think he likes women?
Yep.
Really? Apparently you have not been listening to the show. That's it. New rule. No more vaping during showtime. Oh, wow, Pat. Wow. Nothing from Pat at all today. Okay.
No vaping.
I'm very quiet, honey.
Huh?
How come?
Very quiet today.
Why
are you okay?
Are you quiet today? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just tired.
Uh-oh, you don't sound... Okay, well, I'm going to have to reach your card because you don't sound okay.
Are you in pain or anything?
Yeah.
Pardon?
You want to slice it?
Are you in pain?
Yeah, are you in pain?
Oh, a little bit. I'm just trying to ignore it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, kiddo, I'm sorry you're in pain. Would you like a slice of cantaloupe?
No.
No, thank you.
All right, that's all I have.
No cantaloupe.
It was pre-cut. That's all I have. I don't want it to go back. Pat's in pain. I wish I could cheer up. Should I show you some more French jokes? I got some French jokes that you'll love, Pat. No?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. One more story, then we'll get to our main thing. So, you know, when you're playing football, and you're around people with money, they lose their mind. People who are not used to having money, they tend to spend it. Well, here's the latest story today. It's Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, it's an American football team. It's an American national football team. They're called the Jaguar in Jacksonville. Well, an employee charged with stealing $22 million from the team. $22 million. And what
That's
he did
takeaway.
Was, yeah, mm-hmm. well, he has been... and fraudulent credit card purchases, according to the court records and statement, according to the charges filed by the prosecutors. He sold he had the administrator's team virtual credit card. He was like the president of the program, and he used his position to pass off personal purchases as business expense. He allegedly used the Jaguars virtual credit card account to purchase everything from luxury travel hotels to a $95,000 watch. $95,000 watch. What do you need a watch that costs $95,000? I bet you don't even keep good time. It has nothing but diamonds and stuff around it. But, you know, I always, why do you need it? Can you imagine a watch, $95,000? That's more than most people's salary. $95,000 watch? My God. My God, Melissa, if Mike came home and says, you know, I found this watch, and you praise it, it's $95,000, and he goes, you know what, I know the person who was in the car, but they seem drunk and everything, would you keep it or would you not? Would you hold it for 30 days if he doesn't claim it as yours, or would you call them up, it's $95,000 now, or would you try to hunt them down and say, here's your watch? What would you do? As a human.
If they were drunk, they probably forgot. But then they'll remember once they sober up, where's my watch?
Right.
So they're going to look for it anyway, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, they'd look for it, and then I'd give it back.
After, would you hold
but
it
I'll
for
keep
30?
It.
Would, you,
yeah,
would you keep it?
I'll keep
or,
it.
I, until, like, maybe Uber comes, you know, if Uber can, hey, anybody, you know what I mean? I would do the same thing. Pat, what would you do with $95,000 watch? You found you were doing tarot card reading. They came into your shop. Pat, are you there? Because I'd like to do the scenario with you. Okay. I'm coming into your shop, Pat, and you have it says tarot card reading, and I see a big black cat out there with the eyes following me, and there's crystal balls everywhere, and there's a red rug. And there you are. There you are wearing a hat, and there's a crystal ball in front of you. And you say, come on in.
A hat?
And I go, okay.
What kind of hat has she got on?
Like a wizard. Like a wizard.
A wizard hat.
Like a cold head. Like a cold head.
Are you kidding me?
has little stars on it.
What color is it?
It's looks like a black
God.
Hat with white stars.
Okay, okay, okay.
And they have a little
okay.
propeller at the top of it, you know, a little beanie propeller
okay.
at the top.
I'm picturing it right now.
I am too.
Okay, Pat. There's Pat sitting there with her cards.
Yeah, Pat sitting there.
Candles burning.
Cat. there's no electricity, just candles.
Yeah.
And you can't see her because she's vaping and there's this cloud of snow in her face.
Oh, my God. Like an opium den.
I know.
Oh my God, okay. All right, enough. That's enough. Let's go on with the story.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Yeah, I want to
there he is.
There he is.
I want to bypass the knucklehead and just speak to Pat. Pat, good morning. I heard you say that you were in pain. There's a product called Relief Factor. It's all natural, and that may help you. They advertise it a lot. I've looked into the ingredients, at least some of them, and it is. It is supposed to have great results. Over 70% of the people who try it get relief, and because pain is usually associated with inflammation. I use fish oil personally and working out and massages, but you may want to try that. It's called Relief Factor, and see how it works. Consult your physician. You know, you always do that, but it's supposed to be natural, so there's no threat of a drug interaction. Have you heard of this particular product?
No.
Okay. Well, write it down and try it out, because pain zaps your energy. There's nothing as horrible as pain. I mean, it stresses your body out, and it makes you not want to do anything. It just, except focus on it. So try that, Relief Factor. And have you tried fish oil at all?
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah. Well, I use that. I have virtually zero pain, except occasionally, you know, you get something. But it's almost like I'm dead. I feel so good.
That's strange, but not really. Yeah, anything
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, try that, because, again, pain takes over your life, you know. I guess you've heard of fibromyalgia.
Yeah,
okay. All right, I just wanted to share that. I heard the shit shooter poking fun at me. I'm going to slap him silly if he doesn't mind himself.
And thank you, my little gay elf. Now, sing with me, Mr. Solution, just one time. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's. Okay, you know the words.
Brian, let me tell you something. Throughout my life, and I know I just know you from this, I just know you in this venue. No one ever
yes.
shoots the shit with me.
Yes.
Understand that.
No
okay,
one. I do understand. No one.
It's not because I look like a big ogre or anything like that.
Right.
It's just usually people have more intelligence than that. But for you, I make an exception.
Yes.
I make an exception.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that. Sing with me, my little gay elf. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Welcome to the show, Mr. Solution. Welcome to the show, buddy. You know, but I guess we did that story. There is a shortage of drugs, and Ms. Solution is right. You can search the internet for organic pain relief thing, and pain is a bitch. But also check and see if your medication is on, you know, talk to your doctor, your physician about the shortages. It's really important. People are not taking medication. They don't have it. It's a shortage. And you know, and it's right, the generic ones that we could afford, but the other ones, my God, they're expensive. My God. And check with your pharmacy. You don't even have to make an appointment to your doctor. You have to call your pharmacist and say, you know what, this is my medication I'm on. Is there a shortage or a recall? And, you know, and there's been a big uptake on people getting the wrong prescription. Seriously. Melissa said it right, though. Make sure you look at the bottle, blah, blah, blah. And I have that habit of doing just taking it. They put it in a bag. They don't give me the, you know, they don't put it in my hand. It's in a bag. And I'm walking out. You know, I'm thinking, okay, cool.
Yeah, but you're going to get home and look at it, aren't you? Aren't you going to look when
you
get home?
Well, listen, I don't. Well, I have to. Yes,
well, I do.
I look at what it is, because I'm trying this new thing called, it's a statin, and I don't know what statins do. I guess statins supposed to make you not have blood clots. I don't know what statins do. We'll talk later. You know, I don't know. I'm new to this shit. I should just do what Pat does and just vape. But do
all
that
day, all night.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. That's right.
All day and all night.
All day, all night, baby. Mm-mm-mm. If you can do it, that would be great. That would be great. You know, so we killed that story. And we're going to get to the story that Mr. Solution would have some great input with. 35 beloved historical figures who weren't as great as we remember. They were not good. I know Mr. Solution is a scholar, so he would recognize some of these people and probably put in his 1.5 cents with. And if you're hearing my voice, Pat's here. Please take her off her pain by having her give you a reading. She'll give you a great reading. Watch. Listen to this beautiful woman and her uplifting voice. Hello, Pat. Pat.
Jen just woke me up. Sorry there, guys.
Did you fall asleep again, Pat?
Slightly, yeah.
Poor Pat.
Pat, please, go to sleep, kiddo. I know. Go to sleep. You're up all night. You're not going to miss anything. I promise you. Mr. Solution's here. Mr. Solution, please talk to her so she can go to sleep.
Jeez. We need Stanley to come in here and start yelling and stuff. We need that.
I know, to keep her up. Did you ever – I'm not going to play it, but anyway. Okay, so do that. Now the other story. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Do you hear voices? Do people hear voices? When you're alone, do you hear voices? Do you hear your voice? I mean, if you're cleaning everything and you got to do something, are you thinking and you're hearing your indoor voice? Is that normal? Or are you schizophrenic? Seriously.
What?
Yeah. People hear. It was a story last week. This person shot someone, killed someone because they heard voices, and the voices told him to do it. You remember that story? Do you hear voices? I mean, inside voice. Do we all hear voices? Because when somebody says,
"Of course we do." That's our inner self. That's your own self.
Do we? Hearing voices is more common than you think.
I don't hear anybody different voice.
My voice is speak Spanish, and I don't really know what it says, so I don't pay attention. It's the auditory hallucinations are more common than many people realize. It's, they call it auditory hallucinations. I never heard of that phrase before. They are more common than many people realize.
Instead of visual.
Yeah. But I never heard the word hallucinations following that. It says many people realize, especially among young children and adolescents. And it says here, ever heard a voice inside your head that wasn't your own? You may have experienced an auditory hallucination. Let's see if I have it.
No.
Mr. Lucian, say something because I think you're inside my head. Nope. Okay, you're gone. Sometimes I hear him in my head. Brian, you're an asshole. The voice might have sounded like someone you knew, making you do a double take to check that. Have you ever had that? That you're in a kitchen or somewhere and you swear somebody's talking to you, and you turn around and there's nobody there. Have we ever had? I had that one time. And what they're saying that this is an auditory hallucination. It says the voice might have sounded like someone you knew, making you do a double take to check that they didn't come behind you. Or maybe it sounded like a stranger striking up a conversation or commenting on your choice of clothing. These are all hallucinations. However, the voice sounded, you might have felt a little confused, possibly even concerned about your mental health. Now, we can go into the spiritual world. I'm talking loud because I'm waking up Pat. We can go into the spiritual world, and somebody says there's a ghost in the house, and they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, was that you?
Yeah.
Pat, have you ever heard, Pat, Emily, you sound a little better. Hang in there, kiddo. I'm almost off the air. Have you ever heard, now you're dealing with the spiritual world. You're dealing with ghosts, you're dealing with entities, and you're dealing with Mr. Solution. They're all the same. But do you ever hear voices, Pat, when you're by yourself or, you know, in that quiet moment, do you hear voices?
When I'm reading cards, yes, but not.
Oh, you do hear voices?
Not most
of them. Are they your own voice when you're reading cards?
No, I can see and hear other things.
Wow. Is it Mr. Fred talking to you?
No.
Okay, just checking. He talks to me, but then when I have him on the air, he shuts up. What a pussy. Okay. I know when Pat's asleep because that laugh goes. I'm hitting. She'll get that last laugh before nappy time. Nappy time. However, the voice sounded like you might have a little confused, possibly even concerned about your mental health. You might have kept it to yourself, knowing that people often associate seeing or hearing things that aren't there with schizophrenia and other serious mental health conditionings. What does it sound like? Well, now I'm going to tell you what they sound like. If you've had this, then you're mentally ill. What do they sound like? Here they are. Here's the sounds of auditory hallucinations. Don't sound the same for everyone, but for instance, they may sound like a friend. They may sound like a friend. They may speak kindly or compliment you. Hello, you look really nice today. What? Who's there? Nobody. Nobody's here? No. Okay. But you do look nice. What? Never mind. So they may compliment you. They may talk about your privates. No, wait a minute. They talk about private things you never told anyone. Okay. They may talk about private things you never told anyone. It's like, hey, Pat. And you go, what is it, entity? What happened in 85? What? You know what happened. Remember the shower curtain in 85? Oh, yeah. Well, we never told anybody about that. No, voice, we don't. Remember the oil? Oh, I remember it like yesterday. End scene.
Well, I...
Yes.
Have to say I'm...
Yeah.
I'm really tired today.
I know. You know what? I'm going to make you go to sleep. Watch. Listen to my voice. I'm going to hypnotize you. Pat, listen to me. I'm going to hypnotize you. I'm going to... you're not cooperating. I'm going to hypnotize you. Pat, getting sleepy. Sleepy.
Not working.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to do it in another voice, the same way. Okay, here we go.
Meow. Meow.
Here's what the voices say. Say unkind things or criticize you. Why would your own voice say unkind things or criticize you? They will comment on your activities, often guidance, including spiritual guidance. Urge you to do potentially dangerous things. You know what? We should skinny dip in that lake. I don't want to skinny dip in that lake. Well, I like that lake. But that lake is Crystal Lake. That's where Jason lives. You know what? We can have fun with that lake. That's what the voice is telling you to do. Next thing you know, a guy with a hockey mask has an axe in your forehead. I should not listen to you, voice. That's what happens. They urge you. They urge you to do potentially dangerous things. And it, hello, Fred. Fred. I think Fred's making an appearance. Mr. Fred? Mr. Fred.
He can't hear you. Hang on.
Oh.
Okay, try again.
Mr. Fred? Fred? Mr. Well,
no, it's not
he's a
happening.
Union cat. It's not. He does this on purpose. I control you, you bitter human. These auditory hallucinations can happen with or without other mental health symptoms. In fact, research explains that auditory hallucinations not only have various causes, but they can also occur without any underlying condition. And the authors of that report urge mental health professionals to avoid diagnosing schizophrenia to any psychotic disorder when someone reports hearing voices without other symptoms. Here's what they suggest. When you hear voices, suggest voices that occur with mental health conditions. Here we are. Start slowly and they intensify. Here's what the voices are. They start very slow, like, hello. Then they intensify. Shut up! Then at the end, gradually rather than all at once, that's it. Then they last longer. They seem to come from an external source, a company, or contributing to delusions. Get in the way of everyday life. Still voices that happen with schizophrenia and other conditions can vary quite a bit. A study shows, an example of 20 people who reported hearing voices and met the criteria of schizophrenia, the study found. People in California tend to describe their voices as unreal, intrusive thoughts. People in West Africa tend to say the voices were powerful and morally good or bad. People in West India were mostly likely to hear voices of relatives or voice offering advice. Why would they put California? People in California tend to describe the voices as unreal, intrusive thoughts. Get away from me, you unreal, intrusive thoughts. What? I must go out with a raincoat with no clothes on? What? All right, I'll be right back. Insane.
They've all been hanging around their shrinks, that's why.
I know, exactly. Wow. So if you hear voices, I talk to myself all the time, don't you? I talk to myself. If I'm doing something, if I'm developing some kind of safe thing in my house, just in case Mr. Solution tries to break in and kill my family, and I have a safe room, I talk to myself when I'm building it.
You do, eh?
I do. Mr. Solution, are you circumcised? He's not. I think he's a meat hanger.
He's not going to answer that one.
No, he's not circumcised. He's like El Natural. He has that foreskin that hangs all the way down, gets caught up in your zipper. Yeah.
You could tell...
You can tell the way he talks, he's a foreskinner. Oh, hello, Fred. Mr. Fred? Mr. Fred?
Did you really ask him if he was circumcised?
Hang on a second. Hang on.
I think so, because I'm reading that men who are not circumcised have a mental disorder.
Were you here before?
Really?
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's a talk show.
So I'm thinking, you could tell that Mr. Solution is a foreskinner. Well, get it wrong. He's a foreskinner.
Mr. Fred.
Mr. Fred. Hello, Mr. Fred.
Mr. Fred.
I think I'll pass
Mr. Fred.
On today.
On the French cast.
Yeah, Mr. Fred, wee. Yes, no.
Okay.
Do you think that
thank
you should mute her?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hear somebody talking with her.
Is she saying anything personal? Because usually if it's personal, I will.
No, it was nothing personal.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
PSW show up. And they keep sending me new girls, so I'm not playing. I'm not playing along with this.
What's PSW?
Personal support worker. I'm disabled.
You're right.
So, yeah. So she seems sweet enough, but, you know.
Do they help you, dress and things like that? And what do they help you do?
Yeah, help me with the showers because I can't wash my hair or anything. So.
Yeah.
Do you ever have men do that? If the men show up and help you with the showers?
He's so bad.
I'm just wondering, they're professional. You know, let me tell you something. They're professional male nurses, and I'm sure when she was in the hospital, they changed her. They did this. They're male nurses.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I had to deal with that.
Yeah. Why not? They sent it.
I didn't mind having a male nurse. Not at all.
You didn't? Did you have one, Melissa?
No.
Did you have one?
Yeah, I did. I actually had one put a catheter in. Yeah.
Ow!
And he asked me if it was okay if he did it because he was a male.
Right.
And I said, well, a male delivered all of my children.
True.
Right?
Wow, that's a healthy way to think of it.
I didn't care. Yeah.
Wow. I had an experience. My cardiologist, right? He's a male. He's a good-looking male doctor, a young doctor. I say 32. And he's listening to my heart. And he says, do you mind if my, what do they call them? Residents? What do they call them? The resident doctor. You know what I'm trying to say? They're going to school. They need the hours, blah, blah, blah. Swear to God, she wore the glasses, she had the thing, and she had a beautiful cleavage, man. Just absolute pouty lips. Oh. So he was listening to my heart, and he goes, would you like to listen? She goes, sure. So now she's listening to my heart. So you got both of them together listening to my heart, and they were really close. I felt like it was a weird-ass threesome that my insurance could cover. Oh, my God. Weird.
If Pat John can't help you wash your hair?
He won't, so, you know.
What?
John's a real man.
Yeah,
real men do not wash hair.
It's just, don't go there, honey. Don't go there.
He just wouldn't. That's
we
not
mess
his
him
thing.
Up. We mess them up. We don't wash them. Wow, Pat, are you in a wheelchair, or are you a walking?
I have
are you a walking person?
I have one.
Are you sitting in one now?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my lounge chair.
Oh, look at you. Okay. So you have that must be really weird to have a stranger come in. Time for bath time. And,
it really isn't.
That's why I didn't do it today, because they're sending me strangers. You know, I got them to Well, it was steady people for a long time, and then both of them had accidents. One was a car accident, one was a personal accident. And ever since then, they've been sending me whoever. And then I got a really nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, she didn't show up Tuesday. They sent somebody else. I'm going to call them up after this and give them a little bit of shit.
Wow.
Because I'm going to ask them, just how many humans do you think I should be undressed in front of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what happens if I show up at your door, Pat, and I'll be one of the people, hello, time for bath.
Oh.
Then I pick you up,
and then I'll play the
stripper song, like, this is Magic Brian, come on now, dun, 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 dun. And then I make, okay, let's get in the tub, and then I make the motorboat run, boo, doo, 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 here we go, washing the backy.
Oh my God! Yeah, don't let him get wet.
Pat, at the end, it's like, you know what? That water looks good. You mind if I get in? I'm just gonna undress a little bit and get in the tub with you.
God, what a pervert!
I think I would get fired. I think so too.
When you came back from the hospital, nobody came and helped you. You know, the first couple days.
Yeah, Pat. Then she did have somebody for a couple of days.
No.
They lied to me. You know what? It was funny. They lied to me. They're lying sons of bitches. I was in the hospital.
What did they lie about, Brian?
I'll tell you what they lied. I don't know if you saw my picture. I had a full-ass beard. I mean, it's one of those...
Yeah.
It's one of those Charlton Heston Moses beards.
He did.
It was fucked up.
Like shit. Pat, I saw it. It's true.
Oh, it's craggly and shit.
It was bushy and awful.
It was all bushy. I know. If you get near my face, I scratch. It's like a cat scratched you on your cheek. And this woman whispered in my ear, she goes, I'd like to shave you. And I go, ooh. And she just whispered, would you like me to shave you? I go, yes, please. I'll come back later on tonight. I swear, true story. I go, really, tonight? She goes, tonight, later. I go, uh-oh. Okay, because... Then my male nipples got hard. And so she walked out. Then I started putting a water bottle over my sheet. Look at me in slow motion. Ooh. No, I'm kidding. But anyway.
Yeah.
And
no wonder they chained
never...
into the bed, Pat. No wonder.
I know. Oh my God! I would just turn off the machines so they throw the flat line, so they just come in the hospital and in the room with me. Oh, what's wrong? Did you blow? No, I was just lonely. I'll turn it back up. Can you give me some water? But no. So she never came back. She never shaved me. And then I woke up and they put this thing on my wrist. I'm going, what the fuck is this? And they go, fragile. I go, fragile? What the fuck is fragile? I don't know if you guys ever had that. I'm going, what the fuck? And I go, why is this on my list? They go, well, try to stand up. And my legs were like jelly. I couldn't stand up on my legs, you know. I would try to walk and you would see me shake like I was 90 years old trying to go to the bathroom. That's how my legs were all wobbly. They thought I was going to fall down. And then they said, you know what, we're going to send in a PT nurse. I go, okay.
Yeah, that's
never
what I
came.
Meant.
Never
oh, that's
came.
Terrible.
When I left the hospital, they said, okay, you're going to have a home nurse to come in. I go, she's coming to my home, fine. I even cleaned the house. Never came.
I would have been mad.
No. Yeah. and Cindy learned to do it, and there was care that Cindy had to learn to do, and she, that was her fear. She says, her fear was, are you relieving him? He's coming home? She goes, yes. And she goes, am I going to get help? Because I was really wobbly. I mean,
yeah.
They gave me a walker.
Yeah.
They gave me a wheelchair first. Well, and they said, I said, I don't need that. I have pride. They go, girl, try to stand up. Wobbly, wobbly, wobbly. They go, okay, you're going to need the walker. Even with the walker, I couldn't balance myself. It's like, the whole room was shaking, and I was walking down there, and my ass was shaking, and it was just hard to keep up. It was hard to keep up. And so I got home, and there was supposed to be a nurse there. And my girlfriend says, there's no nurse here. I go, what do you mean there's no nurse? They're supposed to be here. She goes, no. And she got to get me out of the car. I'm 6'1", 235 at this point. Cindy's 5'11", but she's not the most sturdiest
girl. I didn't realize she
girl.
Was that tall. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was it. And then she looked at me and she goes, what are we going to do? Because I'm in a car first time. I remember I was in the bed for 6 weeks without moving. Six fucking weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't even use my legs. I couldn't move. So my legs were not really good.
Yeah.
And she says, what are we going to do? I said, oh, God. She goes, honey, I can't carry you up there because we had to go up this back way to the
They didn't discuss
flight.
That with you about how you
no.
were going to get in the house. And
no.
Pat, that's terrible.
And I had to go up a flight of stairs in the back because it had a wheelchair. It had wheelchair access.
Yeah.
And just in case I needed to walk or whatever, and I said,
yeah.
okay. And I said, well, we're going to have to do it. And she goes, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what are you going to do? I said, just stand at the top of the stairs. She goes, okay. She goes, what are you going to do? I got out of the car, and I ran, and I mean literally ran up those stairs, and I collapsed at the top of the stairs. I just collapsed at the top of the stairs. And I remember what she said. She goes, oh, my God, you're like a superstar. You are a superstar. My God, I never seen anything like that. She goes, oh, my God, you are a superstar. I'm going, help me. My voice was like,
oh, my
help
God.
Me. Help. Help me. Help. And she goes, I know what I could do. I go, what? Because I couldn't move. So she got my chair that I talk with you guys on. It's a swivel chair. She rolled it out. She goes, honey, get on this. I go, good idea. Got my black ass on that chair, and she rolled me in the house. Here you go. But
hey,
no,
but
they did not
they really
have.
Left you. That's terrible.
They left me for dead. They left my black ass for dead.
Okay, so when you came home, did you have a shower chair? Or were you able to stand up in the shower? Shower chair.
What's that? No.
Where you
what
sit down to shower.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Seriously. No. No, I haven't.
So he didn't have right. one.
No. Does huh. that, do they, is it like accessible? They take it and you can fold it in the, I didn't know they
you
had
just
this.
Just move
That's
it out. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would wobble into the bathroom and lay in the tub. Because I could not shower. I was afraid I was going to fall down.
See, that's the thing. I couldn't have. Mine was different. I couldn't stand in the shower for very long. I couldn't stand
right.
at all.
Right.
So I had to have a shower chair.
Oh.
To sit down, you know. And boy, that's a... Pat, do you use one?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a feat to
wow.
wash yourself properly, let me tell you.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was soak in the bathroom with the shower thing. I have one
really?
Of those ones that come down and you can move it. Yeah, but it was coming out of the shower. When I was washing
was
my hair.
Really?
I could wash my own. Yeah, I could wash my own hair. But I couldn't, like, reach. It was crazy. I have pictures that I've never shown. One person's seen them. And I don't think anybody's
going to
see
it. Put it on Facebook so I can see it. Put it on Facebook.
Oh, my
so I can see
God.
It.
You don't even know. No.
Wow.
No.
I do know. Trust me. I think even Pat knows. Trust me, we know.
No.
Trust me, we know.
No.
I had,
nobody's gonna see that.
I got pictures of me with tubes up my ass. I mean, not up my ass, up my nose. I don't know how I got the tube up my ass, but I got tubes up my nose and my mouth. Hooked up. I mean, I looked like I was ran over by a big truck. You know?
Oh yeah, you
things
look
on my
terrible.
Fingers and my it was really bad.
Even sitting on the they have you get a thing to lift your toilet seat up.
What?
Yeah.
No. I didn't get that.
Pat, do you have
I
one of those? You know what I'm saying, Pat?
Yeah, it's opening.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No. You think that lifts
your
toilet seat up? No.
Yeah, because if you have like a leg or back or you have a hard time getting up, so it lifts the toilet up higher.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are rich.
I was going to get one of those, but I decided to force my legs to do it.
Oh,
so,
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It was just to get off.
I just rolled.
It's funny, though, you know? I never had in all my years any pain like that. So for me, it was like so hard to deal with.
Mm.
Just to have.
Yeah.
I had my children. I had one at night at 9:52 at night, and I was home the next day at 10 in the morning. That's the kind of person
moly.
I am, as a rule, right? So I'd never even think. To me, it was like this was a whole new. Oh God, I'll tell you, it was terrible for me. Terrible.
But you know, they said.
And I was crying, and they can't do this. I was a baby. I was a baby. I was. And they told me if I didn't pee, I couldn't go home. Yeah, I was.
Did they tell you that? They told you the pee. They told me that I had to do a bowel movement before I go home. I could. That's what they told me. They go every day, Mr. Jackson. Yes. Did you have a bowel movement? No. Did you fart? No. All right, I'll come back. And it would be a week later, Mr. Jackson. Yes. Did you have a bowel movement? No. Did you fart? No. All right, I'll come back next week. I go, how long am I going to be in this hospital? Until you have a bowel movement, until you at least have gas. I go, okay, they come back next week. That just really happened. Mr. Jackson, yes. Did you have a bowel movement? Yeah, I shit myself.
Good.
Wow,
it's crazy.
Can I go home now? Can I go home?
Terrible.
My insurance will pay for
wear
this.
Off and, you know, you're on your own. Yeah, no,
they
I had really,
me.
I came,
they
I had help. Within an hour,
did,
they were
I,
here descending on me. Which they were great. I had some great ladies. I really did.
I had no help at all. And you know what? They sent me home with this big bottle of OxyContin.
Ah,
to
that
this
was
day.
Good.
Did they send you home with them?
You know what they gave me?
What did they give you?
10 1 milligram Dilaudids. Like that was going to fix me.
I got eight OxyContin.
You got eight?
Eight.
Wow.
Eight's the magic number here. Eight.
Eight's the magic. It's like Schoolhouse Rock. Eight.
I got eight
OxyContin.
Eight.
Wow.
Eight. Three times.
I did, you know what? I did not take them. Hold on. Let me get that OxyContin. Hold on. I did not take them, though. I did not.
What are you doing?
I did
and
not
mine
take
was
them.
1 milligram, too, Pat. It was 1 milligram.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell? Like, that's going to help.
It made me sleep. I'm cooling
it
off.
Wait a minute. It has a childproof lock, and I can't open it up. Damn them. I can't open up the bottle.
It is
I swear
not.
To God,
it is not.
I can't open the bottle.
What?
But anyway, let me see. I can count it. Oh, wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Told you.
It's 8 pills. They give you 8.
8 is the magic number.
Yeah, you're right. Well, how many milligrams was yours? Listen to us talk about medicine, medication.
One.
How many milligrams was yours?
Remember we said this yesterday, the old people do that? I think it was 1 milligram. I think 1.
How many milligrams, babe?
Yeah. I think 1. 1?
1 milligram?
Yeah.
No. No. You had the minimum of 5. I got 5 milligrams here.
I don't know.
I think it's a minimum of 5.
I had 1 milligrams.
You have a 1 milligram?
I think I had 1. I had 1. Yeah, it was 1.
Are you serious? I thought they start minimum at 5.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No. Not if you've got a bunch of weirdos that are afraid of drugs.
I cannot open this up. It has not been
pushed down.
They just send it.
Push the
I thought it was a
down.
Gift bag. But I did not
Put
open
down.
This up. It says, what date was this? This is September 27th, 22.
Oh, wow.
What are we
that
at?
That was a while ago.
Damn, this is like a
We're
year ago,
December,
right?
We're in December 2023.
Yeah.
This
okay. September, October, November, December. So it's 4 months. Wow, it's more than that. I did not take them. I will not take the Oxycontin. I suffered the pain.
Wow. So a lot of they gave me an IV form, though, Pat. That worked really well.
Yeah, they were
I was on some heavy shit.
Too.
I don't know what shit I was on, but I was on some heavy duty fucking shit, man. I think there was some shit. I was so annoying. I kept saying, you know, because they wouldn't pay attention to me. I was a diva. I waited till everybody left, and it was always around the 12 o'clock midnight hour when they changed the shift. They wouldn't pay attention to me, and I would just yell. My door used to be open, and I would yell, "Nurse." Nursey.
Why didn't you hit your button?
They still loved it.
They probably hated his guts.
I hit the button. They wouldn't come, so I started yelling, "Nursey, nurse." This went on for 15 minutes. Nurse.
Is that enough water? Bubble bath time.
I was the worst patient ever. And they took it out of me in a sponge bath because they tried to scrape my skin off my body. That's what they tried.
What are you doing? I'm going to shut this off. I washed myself. Nobody washed. I washed myself.
Oh, I wanted them to wash my pubic hair because I felt that there's things growing in there, moving around. Hey, what's going on in the bush? There's some things moving around.
You're kidding me.
Hey, kids, somebody get some scissors and cut that shit down. There's something moving. There's something living in there.
That's gross. Wash your pubic hair.
Hey,
that's so
you
gross.
See my beard. If you saw the look of my scruffy
beard. That stuff off.
Yeah, can you? My pubic hair are going down my thighs. It's going, wow, look at it grow.
Wow.
Yeah. So if I didn't get out of there, they would mistake me as Bigfoot because I'm starting to grow fur.
Ugh.
That's what it is, 6 weeks. She goes, sir, we don't wash your private areas. I go, you don't? She
no,
goes,
you
no,
do it yourself.
You have to do it yourself. She goes, she threw it at me. Here, wash your privates. No. She goes, sir, wash your privates. No, I'm not washing my privates. She goes, fine. We're not washing it. No, can you touch it? I'm leaving, sir.
What?
I was on drugs.
And they give you the cheapest soap and deodorant
that
doesn't work.
Oh, that soap is horrible.
Doesn't even do anything.
You know what's worse? Is when you go to the bathroom. What's worse, I don't know where the bathroom is so small in my room. It was so fucking small.
Mine was
okay,
good.
Time for they go, time for you to go to the bathroom. I go, time for me to go to the bathroom. I had to unhook myself from the matrix, man. Okay, I got to move here. I got to take this long thing with me. Trying to get it into the door. And I'm going, what the fuck? And then I finally sat my ass down. I couldn't close the door because it was so small. The knees, my knees were almost at my chin. And then the
sounds
fucking
like my house.
It was real horrible. And the nurse goes, are you done? I go, no, I'm not done. Leave me alone. Go away.
Mm.
Well, we can't go away. We can't go away because you're on the floppy, the frail side. Are you having a hard time? I go, leave me alone. And did they put the alarm on your bed? Because they alarmed my bed like a car alarm. Oh, my God.
You must have tried to get up.
I did.
What do you think, Pat? Well, I think he probably tried to get up.
Many times. Aren't you supposed to get up? I mean,
no, you don't get up by yourself.
Nobody told me. I remember I got up. I said, okay, I got up to pee. And I put one toe on the ground, and it was, danger, danger, cold blue, black man trying to wash. I mean, he was so fucking loud. They come in and go, what are you doing? I said, I'm just getting up. No. They alarmed my bed. They put an alarm on it. As soon as I hit the ground, that was it.
I wonder
then
if you were acting wacky or something.
Oh, I was. That's when I called you and Laverne. Hello.
No, you were singing.
Was I really?
Yeah, Georgia on my mind. Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Laverne said, oh, my God. It was a strange couple of phone calls.
It was
that's what it was
weird.
Like, his voice.
They were creepy phone calls. That's how I sounded.
You were trying to talk, and it was like the weirdest thing ever.
Georgia.
It's like he did it, Georgia. On my mind.
You're so lucky, Pat, that I didn't call you. It was the call. Most people would be embarrassed and humiliated, not me. I'll make the hospital call. Hello.
I think we talked to you twice.
It would have been entertaining.
It was entertaining. Yeah. Go, he's gone. No, we didn't know what was going on. We had a prayer line going and everything. Woo. It's crazy.
It was
It was. Leave it to you, though. Leave it to you.
I know. It's like, I'm calling my friends. Mr. Jackson, where's your phone? You can't take it away from me. I'm calling Mr. Jackson just to lay down and go to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. I'm calling my friends.
You can hear Cindy in the background on one of the calls. You could hear Cindy talking.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God she was there, right?
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
That what she went through, when she went through those 6 weeks.
Oh, I bet.
How I fought the doctors and screamed and cussed them out. The word motherfucker was part of my language every fucking day. I mean, I sound like what's his name? Samuel Jackson. Motherfucker. Would you like your meal now? Leave, motherfucker. Okay, I'll come back. Thank you, motherfucker. All right, let's get back.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to name a couple of people. This was suggested by somebody very close to all of us. These are people who you thought were good people, but they really weren't. I'm gonna name some names. There's a lot of them, and you tell me when to stop, okay? Because maybe there's a lot of them you don't want to hear or don't know, okay? So I'll name some names, and you tell me who to stop. These are people who are historical figures who we thought were great people as we remember them, but they really were fucked up, and here they are. Steve Jobs. Winston Churchill. Whenever you guys want me to stop, just tell me to stop and I'll give you a little bit more information. Winston Churchill. Here we go. Abraham Lincoln. Anyone?
Yeah. No.
He was a bad, bad person. Abraham Lincoln. Okay, you guys don't want me to stop. Yeah, you guys don't want me to stop and read about Abraham? I'll keep on going then.
Keep going.
Because they said that Lincoln was actually quite a racist, and he regularly used slurs to describe African Americans. He even initially opposed the Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah, that's right. Say that three times real fast without drinking. And only later supported it to preserve his party unity. Despite being one of the most loved American leaders, modern theorists and historians point out a dark shadow clouding his legacy that most people tend to ignore. White supremacy. Malcolm X was one of the first to shatter the rose-colored glasses, saying in 1964 that Lincoln did more to trick black people than any other man in history. There you go. Honest Abe was a fucking liar and a racist. Just tell me when to stop. John F. Kennedy.
No wonder poor this. I read some stuff. Go ahead. Yesterday about that whole family.
Really? Yeah. Well, John F. Kennedy. He was a great president. Basically, they said that he was notorious for his numerous affairs. Kennedy just couldn't seem to keep it in his pants. If we looked as good as JFK, we probably would too. Let's see, biggest being the infamous Cuban Missile Crisis, UK, Kenny, okay, it's just said, so basically infidelity. Mahatma Gandhi, this is one of my favorites.
Read that one.
Yeah, you thought he was a good guy? Very good. Gandhi loved the little girls. Thank heaven for little girls. Oh, that's a French-Canadian guy, right? They seem to get little every day. All right. Well, Gandhi was one of the most peaceful men in the world. He constantly preached love and hope to all, but like many leaders or people who offer unsolicited advice, he didn't practice what he preached. For example, he routinely.
He's just keeping us on our toes, Pat. Come on.
He instructed married couples to take a cold bath to avoid urges while carrying on an affair with his physician. So he instructed married couples not to fornicate or fivicate. But he says, well, if you get hot and horny, just take a cold bath to avoid the urges.
A cold shower?
Exactly. While he was saying that, he was carrying on an affair with his physician. She was married.
Yeah.
Even worse, his affair occurred after he took a vow of chastity.
No.
But that's not even the worst part. While breaking his vow of chastity and offering hypocritical tips, Gandhi managed to sleep with numerous young girls. Thank heaven for little girls.
Oh, my.
Sometimes multiple at a time. Multiple young girls. He really would
You're
have taken.
Jealous,
he should
Brian.
Have. Yeah.
He probably
is. Oh, yeah. No. Can you imagine going to bed with, when they say young girls, you know, I noticed that they didn't mention the age, but young girls?
It's been 3 days.
Wow. You know they were not of age because they would not say young girls.
What you
so he was a child, so Gandhi was a child molester. That's basically what he was. And he bought a lot of Girl Scout cookies. Christopher Columbus, tell me to stop when
oh, he was terrible. He was terrible.
He was
we know that. Yeah.
He was horrible. It says that he was a huge jerk. The way he treated native peoples was appalling. He enslaved and mutilated them, going as far as saying that they should be good servants. Plus, his legacy is a lie. He definitely wasn't the first person to discover America. It was a French-Canadian one who discovered America. Ooh, I would call this America.
It was.
No. Brian.
It was Freddie LaChance. It was.
No, it was the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
The Vikings landed in Newfoundland.
That is true. And the Vikings landed in America centuries before Christopher Columbus was even born. The Vikings did. Who, by the way, lost 20-15 with my St. Louis Rams. They give in for the two girls. Christopher Columbus, the guy who seriously needed to check his privilege, pride, and massive ego. He has mutilated a lot of native. Ronald Dahl, just keep Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, real good.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, do Charlie Chaplin.
Okay. That little trap. Mm-hmm. Mm. And that was a cute name that they called Pat when she was in high school. little tramp. You like comedian? Yes, no. Get out of here. Okay. Sorry, John. I had to take the shot. I had to take the sheep joke. I'm sorry. It's a low hanging fruit.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here. Charlie Chaplin, a film legend and comedy star, was a master of slapstick comedy. He was also a master of marrying teenagers. Here we go again. Three of his four wives were in their teen years. And the one that wasn't lied and said she was, which raised some eyebrows of his own. So he married teenage girls again. Thank heaven
for
little girls. Other than being generally creepy, Chaplin ruined his reputation with association of being in the communist sympathies. It says here, we all should be more concerned about his predatory instincts than him being a communist. Maybe he was a communist, but he definitely was a pedophile. That's right. It's in the cabinet under pedophile. Pedophile. What a lovely little girl. I give her little rose petals.
That's gross.
Yes, no. Which is worse, we should all know the answer. Yes, he was a pedophile. Charlie Chaplin. John Lennon. John Lennon. Should I stop? John Lennon.
Yeah,
go ahead.
John Lennon is many people's favorite Beatle, mostly since he promoted peace later in his life. While he is responsible for many hits, he also has some bad interpersonal issues. He is well known that he beat his first wife, Cynthia. Now, I can understand it because my girlfriend's name is Cynthia, and I beat her regularly. And I beat her all the time. I beat her to a pulp.
I
beat her like a drum.
I can see hand coming your way any second.
That's right. When you know, you have to learn how to train them young. Cindy knows not to do any kind of silliness around me, or else she gets
no shenanigans.
shenanigans. I'm like the mafia. You're a made woman. You'll get whacked. I'll warn you about shenanigans. And she happened to be Irish. All right. He used to beat his wife, Cynthia. a fact he didn't deny. They already had, it was already bad enough. He also had numerous affairs during both his marriages on top of being a nasty abuser. He was the most popular band member at one point, but his career took a sharp turn down south after he met his infamous affair with a Japanese artist named Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
Now, everyone has some qualms with him and aren't afraid to gossip about him. So he was a wife beater. He was an abuser. He was a cheater. Imagine all the women that I used to beat. Someday you will join them. Yeah. Oh, did I hear you laugh? Oh, are you listening to the show? You hate the show, woman. She goes, I hope not. Do you really hate the show? That's a fact.
Did she hear what you said about her? How you beat her all the time?
Oh, she knows. Sweetheart, Melissa wants to know, did you hear how I beat you?
Oh, you beat me?
I beat you to a pulp, woman. Don't
tell
talk him, back
you,
to me.
You're the one that said it. You're the one that said it.
I know. That's a big fact.
Wait till we're done.
No, don't. If you touch me, I'm going to call the cops again, lady. We love each other.
Yeah.
Back to the point. Can you imagine living with me? I'm calling the cops.
No.
You look at
no,
me
I can't.
Hello, 911. Yes, it's Brian again. What's going on, Brian? She's looking at me cross-eyed like she's going to do something. Has she done anything? No. But it's only a matter of time.
Is Cindy slapping you around again?
Yeah, she's slapping me around. slapping my black ass. Ow! Ow! Oh. Mother Teresa.
Terrible.
Mother Teresa.
I knew that.
Should I stop? Yeah.
Yeah, just stop with her, yeah.
Okay, even literal saints can't catch a break. Mother Teresa has been canonized by the Catholic Church, but some folks are not as enthusiastic about her legacy as others, especially the late writer Christopher Hitchens. But then again, who did he even like? Despite her humanitarian record, he and others take issue with his beloved mother of all. That's right. Mother Teresa's belief in spiritual value of suffering. She loved to be around people who suffer. She loved it. Her primary problem had been with Mother Teresa is the belief in the spiritual value of suffering. She thought there was value in suffering. That's what she did. That's why she's every couple's angel. It's like, okay. Including the suffering of those she aimed to help. According to Hitchens, Mother Teresa led an organization that was a cult that promoted suffering and did not help those in need. Hindus don't really like her either for trying to take advantage of the poor by converting them to Christianity. There you go. She was a mother of suffering. Suffering. John Wayne.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
This
oh, bastard,
boy.
The American hero. He believed in white supremacy until the blacks. This is what John Wayne said in an interview in 1971. I believe in white supremacies until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. I don't believe giving authority and position of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. That's what he said. And then he said, yeah, it was. And to further prove that he's a racist, he went after indigenous people too. They were great numbers of people who needed new law. He says there were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfish trying to keep it for themselves. That's what he said.
Really?
He commented while discussing Midnight Cowboy, unfortunately, there was an isolated instance, and his terrible racist attitude led USC to remove him from his exhibit and from their property. Can you believe that? He was a racist, mother. Well, Pilgrim, I'll tell
you. A lot of people were.
Steve Jobs. Should I stop or go? Steve Jobs.
Go. Go say it.
Oh, you want to hear? Okay. Basically, he said he was very cruel to his daughter. Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay.
The dark side of Steve Jobs, he was really cruel to his employees. He was cruel to his daughter, and he was cruel in general. But I would say there's nothing about this tech genius that isn't dark. Who in their right mind would say that the invention of the iPhone has been a net positive for humanity? That's what he said. And it's the kind of person who inspired scammers like Elizabeth Holmes to drop out of college and basically steal money from investors to fund her pipe dream. There's much to be said about how many of her business's decisions were inspired by Jobs, any of which were definitely hit or miss. There you go. Basically, Steve Jobs was cruel. He was a very cruel man, very cruel man. And I know he's cruel because that fucking iPhone goes up $100 every fucking year around fucking Christmas time. Did you know that iPhone, help me out, owner, Steve Jobs, what's the name? Apple. Do you know Apple reached a mark this year that most companies have never reached before? They reached the $3 trillion mark this year. They're the only company that ever reached it, $3 trillion. They're the only company that ever reached that number. $1 trillion, by the way. That's what cruelty can give you. It gives you money. I got to be meaner. Eric Clapton. Slow hand. Nobody?
Well.
Okay, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Well, Eric Clapton, unfortunately, he's incapable of holding his liquor. Once in the 70s, Clapton, who was visibly drunk, began ranting at a concert. Ranting at a conference, keep Britain white. He's a racist. Britain white.
Mm.
No, no, Eric. Eric, no. Say it ain't so, Eric. Eric. You mother. Can you like a racist and just like his music and not like him as a racist, but can you dislike his music? Can that be possible?
I don't know.
Can it?
I don't know.
Can it? I like Eric. No?
I don't know.
Think about it.
I don't have a horse in this race, so.
Well, you know Eric Clapton, right? You must have listened to Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I do. I do. But
and?
You have to understand the age he grew up in.
Yeah? Remember this song?
He's, what, 80 now?
He must be 80. I wonder how old is he? How old is Eric?
He's got to be late 70s or 80.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see. He's 78 years old.
Yeah, figured that.
I didn't know Eric Clapton was a racist. I had no idea.
Yeah, but that was normal back when he was younger.
Well, it says Clapton has a history of spouting all over his controversial opinions in the world, including his most recent unhinged rant about the pandemic. After taking the first COVID-19 vaccine, Clapton started spreading the debunked opinion that secret messages were hidden inside. No.
Oh, really? He didn't.
After taking the first COVID-19 vaccine, Clapton started spreading the debunked opinion that secret messages were being hidden inside. YouTube videos will be the goal of driving mass compliance with COVID precautions. Yeah. So Eric Clapton believed that if you got a COVID shot, that there was hidden messages inside.
Oh, yeah,
Thomas,
and we were going to be triggered at midnight with some kind of action, right?
Right.
We're all slaves to the machine now.
I know. Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss. Should I pass or?
Yeah, I know there was controversy about him.
Oh, this guy. Dr. Seuss. Say It Ain't So, Dr. Seuss, even though he was responsible for classic picture books like The Cat in the Hat, The Lorax, and Green Eggs and Ham, he was also responsible for several World War II. Hello, woman. Woman, get over here right now. I command you. Coming. Okay, that didn't work. That didn't work. She says, oh, please. No, she said, oh, please, and slammed the door. I'll teach her. She needs some more. She needs more beatings. You know, I think me and John would get along well. You know, John, if John's listening, I like to stay a week at the house, John. Me and you can just talk and everything. I think me and John would get along. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, as long as you could keep things in your pants, yeah.
As long as I can keep things in my pants. Well, what do you think? I'm going to screw John? No, I'm kidding. Hey, buddy. I know about you Californians. Well, I have respect for Pat, so I can, so you're the only one left, buddy. All right. And I'll show you my cat in the hat. Here we go. They were less than flattering towards the Japanese and people of color. Pretty much anyone marginalized wasn't safe. Back in 2021, the Dr. Seuss estate decided they would stop printing selected titles deemed controversial due to racially charged content, including "And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street." His estate claimed that blah, 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 for egregious racial and ethnic stereotypes that are, you know, I have to give him a, he didn't know. I had to give him a plug. He didn't know that was racist, and I would go with you, Pat, is back in the day, right? So anyway. T.S. Eliot, you guys, he was a writer, but not many people know who he was. T.S. Eliot, he was one of the best poets of the 20th century. T.S. Eliot. His poems are immaculate. I love his poems. There once was a lady from China who had a pretty good hyena. Thank you.
It's not a poem.
So he was most known for his 1922 poem, "The Wasteland." The Wasteland. That's his. That's when he's best known. Let me read that poem. You know, something happened to my mouse that I can't copy anymore. You know, I can't. Do you know what? How did that happen? Let me see. Okay, the cat in the hat. And anyway, I can't do it. The Wasteland. Let me see. Oop, fuck. That didn't work. I just. Okay, The Wasteland. There we go. The Wasteland poem. Here we go. By T.S. Eliot. Narrated by Brian Hammer Jackson. Here we go. Class.
What do you get on with it?
Okay. The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. The Burial of the Dead. Hey, sounds right up your alley right here, Pat. The Burial of the Dead. Yay. And so we begin. April is the cruelest month. Breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in a frothful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. I don't know what the fuck a tuber is, but I wish to keep on reading. Summer surprises.
A tuber is something like a potato.
Oh, I thought it was something in your head that makes you go blind. I have a tuber.
No, okay. Tubers are...
Okay, the potato.
Roots.
Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnbergies, whatever the fuck that is. With a shower of rain, we stopped in a colonnade. What the fuck is that?
Colonnade.
And went into
colonnade.
Yeah,
oh,
what is,
my
what
God.
Is it? What is it?
Oh my God.
I'm reading
Pat.
Here.
This is terrible.
I'm reading.
Cindy has to listen to this shit.
I'm reading here.
Yes.
This is horrible.
Bravo. Bravo, you fucking Canadian bastard.
All right.
Don't do that.
I got
a tuber.
Tuber. I know. I got a tuber. I need to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
I've got a tuber in my head. By T.S. Eliot. With a shower, we stopped, and went on sunlight in the Hofgarten. I don't know what a Hofgarten is. I think he's German. And we drank coffee, and we talked for an hour. Binger, kind Russians, Deutsch, and whatever. I can't even read this because it's in German.
Who are you watching?
And when we were children, staying at the Archduke's, my cousin.
Oh, my God, Pat.
You know, the Archdukes.
I noticed.
Oh,
you know,
my.
You the Archduke? It's the Archduke. My cousin took me out on a flat. Hello, poem by Brian Hammond Jackson. And I was frightened, he said. Marie, hold on tight. And down we went into the mountains. There you feel free. I read much of the night and gone south into winter. What are the roots that clutch? What branches grow out of the stormy rubbish? Son of man, you cannot say or guess, for you only know a heap of broken images where the sun
meets.
And the dead tree gives no shelter, the cricket no relief, and the dead stone no sound of water. Only there is shadow under. Am I scaring the children? You're scaring the kids.
No, he's laughing. He's laughing.
He's like, arr. I'm reading like a Canadian pirate. Arr, hey. And the dead man gives no shelter, the cricket no relief. And the dry stone no sound of water. Only there is shadow under the red rock. Come in under the shadow of the red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow or your morning striding behind you, or your shadow at the evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. Yes, you give me hyacinths, whatever the hell is a hyacinth for the first year. They call me
God.
The highest girl.
You're reading Eliot, right? T.S. Eliot?
I have,
or
yeah.
E.S.
Well,
Eliot?
You know, it is.
Okay,
and there's
he
one. He has
Middle
to be German.
English. He uses words that are not used in modern day.
Thank you. Well, anyway, that dude, he hated people. He did. And what he did was, in 1933, he called free-thinking Jews undesirable. Free-thinking Jews undesirable. Eliot also only married his first wife, so he couldn't stay in England. Even though he hated being with her, we could list so many things about this man that would make the hours you spent analyzing his overly confusing poetry feel like a total waste of time. There you go. Basically, I think he was a mental ill son of a bitch. Elvis Presley. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sharika, or Shakira, whatever you want to call her.
Don't do that.
Shakira moved aside. Elvis had hips that didn't lie before you made it cool. Or did they? The king of rock and roll made women swoon, but he also worked his magic on underage girls through lies and manipulation. For example, when he and his wife first met, Priscilla was 14. Elvis was 24.
Yep.
They spent all their time together after they met and were basically inseparable the whole time. If that's not the very least suspicious, we don't know what is. So next time Grandma cranks up Hound Dog on the radio, stop and think about who we're allowing to be successful despite their sins against humanity. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Melissa and I. You know who has the sins against humanity? You know the song that's the most disgusting song? Melissa knows it. It's one of my number one songs on my perverted list. You know it is.
Which one's that?
I will read it first. I would read it first, and you would hear it, because if you listen to the lyrics, you will find that this pervert should be locked up in jail forever. All right? And then he tried to cover the bullshit up because he got caught. He got caught.
I like when you say pervert. Say pervert again.
Pervert. He's a major, major pervert. And you know,
no,
and they still sing his songs in sporting events. He's the pervert.
Who?
I'll give you a hint. And here's the song. Here's the song. You know who, Melissa? You know who? You don't?
We'll just say, oh, Neil Diamond.
Okay. Where it began.
Yep, Neil
I
Diamond.
I can begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong.
Ugh.
Was it the spring?
Dad,
then the spring.
Singing.
I know. The spring became the summer. You're making it work. Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching
Brian.
Me, touching
Brian,
you.
I can't sing.
Oh.
Brian, I can do yes. better than that, and I can't sing.
It makes it even worse.
Which
I
mean,
know it's
too many years
yeah.
of cigarettes.
Sing again. Do that again. God dang it. Do it again.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Brad?
Wasn't the spring.
And that was the song. And I'm going to tell you something. He was singing about Caroline Kennedy when she was on. How old was she, Melissa, when she was Caroline Kennedy, was she 12?
No, young.
Oh, she was younger than that because I could see her waving a flag. I could see her waving a flag. So she had to be at least 7 or 8.
Yeah.
She had to be at least 7 or 8. He said that when he saw Caroline, because he was watching the funeral procession, and he saw Caroline there, and that gave him the inspiration of the song Sweet Caroline. Now, he came under fire a lot because he admitted that gave him the inspiration. Then the second, when he got a little older, he tried to change it to something else, but that was not true because he already admitted it was for Sweet Caroline. But the words that he was saying to this girl, this little girl, because he said in his own voice, and I'm going to get the interview, that he felt that she was lonely and he wanted to reach out to her. And that he just wanted to comfort her because of John F. Kennedy died. And so you hear the words. Where it began, I can't begin to know when. That's it. Sing along. But then I know it growing strong. Was it the spring? And the spring became the summer. Who have believed you come along. Here we go. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. That's under request from Melissa. That was under request from Melissa. So listen to the words, and he was talking, he was singing about a 7-year-old girl. Listen to the words.
Then begin, 7-year-old girls. Get ready. All you 7-year-olds.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, this I've never seen so good.
I've been
Yes, Fred, what is it? You want to go out?
All right, then, bring it home. Come on, pervert. Give me everything you got. Stay with heart, pervert.
Sure.
Should be proud to do that song for a 7-year-old girl. That's it. That's it. And I want to thank Melissa for the request of my of the song that I was be singing. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, bop, 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 good times never seem so good. All right, you little 7-year-old girls, throw your panties up on the stage.
He was so gross, wasn't he? They play that at a Red Sox games. Every
they do it,
time.
Every time.
It's like their anthem.
I know.
Jeez.
I can't. Stupid. They love that. They just
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
Now,
you know
Patsy,
what I was watching
we're...
last night? Pat
what?
And Brian.
What
the Kennedys did to that daughter, Rosemary. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Lobotomizing her.
Yeah. And just the reasons they did it was just terrible.
You know what I was
And they
was
never
watching.
Visited her again. The kids didn't
wow.
see her until after the father died. Nobody could go near her.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was terrible.
I was watching a movie that it reminded me, and I wanted Melissa to watch. It was on TNT, and I don't think she did it. I don't know if you know about it, Pat. It was about these people, and I forgot the girl's name, Alyssa or Lesta or whatever, about these people who were very well off, and they adopted this girl, descended from Ukraine. And she came in as a six-year-old girl, and they took her home. And the mother was screaming at me, and she told the husband to come home, I mean, to come look at this. And they were thinking that she had a six-year-old girl, and they said, look at her, and she was in a tub. She had full pubic hair.
Oh.
And they said, oh, this is strange. There was this document. I mean, it was really true. I had part one, and the girl looks like, but they said it was the little people, but she's posed as a seven-year-old.
Oh.
And as time goes on, they go, and the mother screamed again and goes, look what's going on, because she found her underwear. And the little, remember, she's supposed to be seven, and she had her period.
Oh.
She had her period. And they had everything, and the guy lost everything. And so then as they go on, she started hiding knives under the bed. And the husband woke up one night, and she was at the foot of the bed with a knife. And he says, what are you doing? And she says, I'm going to kill you in your sleep, so you have to go back to sleep. And he says, why? You know, it was just weird-ass bullshit. And you wonder, why did you take her back home? And then they said, well, we wanted to find out what's wrong with her. Maybe she had some things. And they took it to her therapist, and the therapist says, you know, it's worse than you thought. This woman is a sociopath. She has no empathy, no feeling, whatever. And I had one of those on a show.
Who?
Boom, boom, boom.
Who did you have on a show like that? Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, so we go on. A number, Elvis Presley, should I stop? Or should Elvis Presley, okay, now it was with the little girl. Henry Ford was a racist. Frank Sinatra, should I stop or go?
Oh, he was
Frank
terrible.
Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. That being said, the way a musician can only dream about, that being said, he also had strong ties with the mafia and was extremely abusive. During an argument with an actress, Ava Gardner, he fired a gun at a mattress to threaten her. If that's not bad enough, right after assaulting her, Sinatra then threatened to take his own life. Red flags as far as the eyes can see. Even if you were in the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean surrounded by crusty crabs and seaweed, you'll be able to see that the red flags flying all around this guy. So he is very abusive. Mm-hmm. That's all. Michael Jackson is another one. It wasn't until after he died that people started to come forward saying the accusations were true. After that, no one denied it anymore. When he to children behind closed doors, and he diddled them. Diddle-daddle. Diddle-diddle-diddle.
I don't know if that's
children.
True.
I don't think it's true.
That bothers me. Yeah.
Ernest Hemingway. Now, he...
Yes,
He was He was a drunk, and he brawled and bragged.
Yeah.
That's Aristotle. Aristotle, the philosopher. Aristotle stated that women have fewer teeth than men. They don't rendering them incomplete. Women also didn't contribute to society. They don't contribute to the human race because it was men who shaped children into human beings, not women. He delayed women's rights for hundreds to thousands of years because of his assumptions regarding women. Many modern philosophers debunked his major theories and denounced his defense of slavery as beneficial to society. Don King. Don King is the next
one. Oh, he's terrible. Go ahead. I want to hear about him.
He was caught, by some people may not remember that he murdered. He's a murderer. King shot a man in the back
yeah.
after he caught the man breaking into a gambling house. The other was a 1967 murder of an employee by stomping him to death. That's
yeah,
probably
that's
one of the most horrific ways to die we ever heard of. Who knows what else this guy did behind closed doors that never came to light. King was convicted of non-negligent manslaughter and spent 3 years and 11 months in prison before a pardon, probably without good cause. Johnny Cash.
Yeah, he wasn't any good either.
Since he ended up killing 49, oh, it says, being an outlaw, to imagine life without this rugged outlaw, being an outlaw. It may not surprise some that Cash was the cause of the 1965 wildfire at Los Padres National Park. Disaster ended up killing 49 people. Cash was later quote saying, "I don't care if you motherfucking yellow buzzards. That's what he said. I don't care about your damn yellow buzzards. Yeah, and that was pretty terrible. The earth should be respected, especially the wildlife within, and brushing of literal arson is a thing. Hey, baby. How you doing, cutie? Yeah.
Cutie?
How you doing, cutie? Hey, sweetie.
Really?
Yeah. I know. She goes, I'm going to stay on the phone as long as I can because she's, you know, she's going to be abusing somebody. Chuck Berry.
I knew
Chuck
he
Berry.
Was naughty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in 77, he was. He was convicted of armed robbery before he graduated from high school. He had multiple legal issues, including taking a 14-year-old girl across state lines with tax evasion.
Yeah.
Later in 1987, he was charged with assaulting a woman in a New York hotel with damage reported as requiring laceration of the south, requiring 5 stitches, 2 loose teeth, and contusions on the face. Somehow, he was left with only $250 fine after pleading guilty. That's it. Albert Einstein. Einstein did the same thing. It's always about women. Albert Einstein is one of the smartest men in the world that ever lived, but he was also a pretty mean guy to his wife. He left a list of rules for her. If they were not met, they could not stay married. It was like a prenup. These rules included cooking 3 meals a day and delivering them to his room. On top of that, she would forego traveling with him or sitting with him in public. And so she could not sit with him in public. And that she stopped she'll stop talking if he told her to stop. So he was married and the woman started talking, he would say, "Stop." And if she didn't stop, it was curtains for her.
He
was curtains.
Yes.
The poor woman couldn't do anything without his permission, which highlights some of his pretty big issues with ego, misogyny, and general poor self of character. Alexander Graham Bell, same thing. He feared that deaf people would take over America. How in the hell could that happen?
Deaf?
Bell was involved in campaigns to eliminate deaf people. Alexander Graham Bell.
He was involved.
Alexander Graham Bell is the man who invented the first practical telephone, but there was a darker side to the man we never heard about. Bell was involved in a campaign to eliminate deaf people. Why?
Why?
He feared that deaf people would take over America. Like, how does anyone come up with this stuff? Bell wasn't actually the first inventor of the telephone. Anyway, a woman named Eliza Gray spoke out and asserted she was the technology true inventor, which called everything about Bell into question. Now there's an ongoing debate on whether Bell was actually a genius inventor or just a selfish copycat. And I believe that. I think Eliza Gray was the one who invented the telephone. Here's the most devious guy. We got 11 minutes. And here's this guy, man. This guy should be locked up. And here he is, Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution.
I knew you'd get there.
He was born in a log cabin, and he would like to play with the muskrats and the squirrels and the woodland creatures in the trees. First they started off as pets, and later he cooked them, and he served them to orphans in the orphanage.
Is he still listening?
Yeah, he's right here. And was that not bad enough? He used to steal monies from blind children and put bottle caps in their pockets to say that it's money
what?
Still there.
So he fed orphans muskrats, stole from blind children.
He did.
Okay.
And then he put bottle caps in their pockets so they feel they still have money in there.
Oh, my God. Mr. Solution. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that really happened.
Yeah. You know who was a really, really terrible person?
Yeah.
Speaking of a Jerry Lewis.
Oh yeah, he was horrible.
Oh yeah.
He was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he made the list, but Martin Luther King made the list because he was cheating. There was a woman called Ignat Lighten. She was a book, an author, and she did was she had thoughts to, no matter how good her stories were, even her own daughter called her an arrogant, insecure, pretentious person. Lighten cheated on her first husband, which led to him filing a divorce against her. But Blyton couldn't take it. Afterwards, she refused to allow him over to see their children, most likely of pure spite.
Maybe.
People who can't own up to her faults. And there you go. Woodrow Wilson. The Dalai Lama.
What?
He was a bad person. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I remember I had a fight with him on Twitter. The Dalai Lama and the Tibetan monks may push messages of peace, equality, and happiness, but there's more behind their actions than you may realize. The Lamas are known to own slaves, thousands of them. Even the party chief in Tibet called the Dalai Lama a wolf in monk's clothing, a devil with a human face. Wow. The quote speaks for itself, and now we feel like there's nobody in the world we can look up to. After fleeing to India, it said that the Dalai Lama, no longer owns slaves, but that doesn't make the situation that much less horrifying. At least he's changed his ways forever. So there you go, he's a slave owner. And number 8, Mr. Solution again. Mr. Solution moved to Virginia. He was last seen digging up bodies in a cemetery, dressing them up, and taking them to a prom.
On his tobacco farm.
And he used to dress corpses and have tea parties with them, invite people over for Halloween.
Oh, my God. You're on it today, I'll tell you.
Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was not a good guy. He was out the thing. And Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela made the list. Nelson Mandela is a beloved historical figure, if not one of the most beloved in history, next to Martin Luther King. But his track record isn't clean, just like the rest of the guys. Many people may not know that Nelson Mandela, co-founder of is a group that is responsible for unlawful violence. The group has reportedly committed over 100 acts of sabotage, over 100 deaths, and over whatever. And number 7, Mr. Solution again.
What has he done now?
Well, Mr. Solution, he was caught burning down an orphanage full of deaf children so they could not hear the blaze and the matches striking. The deaf children ran from the house, it was told that he laughed at them and mocked them, and he ran away, lighting their clothes on fire. Many deaf children did not survive that night.
Wow.
Wow.
That's really
so
sad.
So burning
that's
deaf
rough.
Children, stealing
yes.
corpses.
Yes. Yes. Wow. He's a terrible man. Maria Antoinette said, let them eat cake. And it says here, let them eat cake is a phrase that's been used to show how out of touch rulers and people are. Well, the first time it appeared, it was Jean Jacques. Jakes? How do you spell it in
French?
J-A-C.
French.
French. French. Jean Jacques or Jacques, whatever. Marie Trudeau was monging and everything. On top of the phrase that Marie Antoinette supposedly said was not even about cake. The phrase was, I can't pronounce it because it's in French. It's a type of bread. And while the bread is somewhat sweet,
Oliver,
you really call it cake. It's not cake, so devise around. And number two, Mr. Solution again.
The pearl.
So it be told.
I pearls.
Mr. Solution went, is no, this is so horrifying that nobody has ever seen this, but it was told that he broke into an animal shelter and he skinned some cats for his own mittens and clothing. It is so that he wears cat shoes to make sure that his toes stay warm.
Cat shoes.
Cat shoes.
Okay.
And that's it. There's some more.
What's it?
I want to thank the beautiful Melissa.
I don't know how to find it.
For coming into the show today, and my homie, Big Oliver. Thank you for coming.
This naughty little homie. Hold on, I'll help you find it.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh God.
Boom, boom, boom.
That is such
the
a cringy song, isn't it?
So good.
Cringy.
And I want to thank the poem by
I'll
the Wasteland that everybody enjoyed that. The poem
sure, oh,
by
yeah,
the Barrel of
great.
The Dead.
I loved it.
The dough roasts in the spring rain. Winter comes upon a warm summer day. Oh, that reminds
that was
me.
Great.
We're going. Thank you. We're going to have our Christmas countdown. We do this on New Year's Eve, but I decided to do it on New Year's Eve. Our countdown to Christmas. If you're going to be around, and don't forget our New Year's Eve party. We have a good time, don't we, Melissa? Melissa and Laverne and everybody. We've been celebrating for the last 2 years. I think we have a good time on our New Year's Eve. We all together and watch Brian's balls drop. Happy New Year's. So it's a good time. I want to thank the Patricia Overly.
Thank you.
Or Overline.
Overline.
Or over. Or over. Over. Overline. Bum, bum, bum. Okay.
That was closer.
Patricia Overly, everybody. It's Overly. Ba ba ba, sweet Oberlin. Ba ba ba, good times never felt so good. Touching
so,
you, touching me. Yeah, what's that?
Yeah. Contact me sometime on the weekend. I want to talk to you about something.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Do I owe you? Do I owe you money?
No.
Okay, then.
Not even close.
Okay, good. I want to thank John, who is Patricia's main fuck buddy. Thank you, John.
Well, we're not anymore, but yeah.
Oh my God! He taps that ass like nobody, like you tap a beer cake.
Well, you know how it goes with body parts.
I do. I do.
Yeah.
You tell John to touch Mr. Fred once in a while. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That little French cat of yours. And the beautiful Melissa, the beautiful Pat. And Mr. Solutions in the studio. Thank you, Mr. Solution, for the stories and the laughs. Thank you, sir. You were a hoot today. And
second.
I give him such a hard time. You know he's laughing. And there's other 411s in the studio, too. Well, it's Friday, everybody. And you know what that means. You will not hear from me over the weekend. It's 3 days of fun. No more hammer for three. Hey, stay tuned. If you're on my Facebook, like you should, you will get, I got a Christmas thing going up for 1 hour of Christmas music that I picked out personally, and I added some touches, and I might make an appearance. So it's Christmas music and video, and I may make an appearance in that one. How's that? So that's going to be coming up, and it'll be on my Facebook. Bop, bop, bop. And I want to thank
Laverne. I'm not on your Facebook, honey. So.
Yes, you are. We talk in Facebook Messenger, kiddo. And I want to thank Laverne. Thank you, Laverne, for listening. Thank you, Laverne. Yeah, Pat, we talk in Facebook Messenger, kiddo. That's what we talk at.
Yeah, we
do. You're on my Facebook.
We do.
Yeah, you're on my Facebook.
I want you to contact me this weekend. I have to ask you something. Okay.
You got my number. You can call me anytime, kid. You have my number, right?
Okay.
You have my number.
Yeah.
You have my number. Yeah, if you use it, I'll pick up the phone. It goes like this. You use the number, I go, hello? Is this Brian? Yeah. Oh, the phone works?
I just sent you something to Messenger.
did you really?
Yes, I did.
I don't have it. I don't see it. Oh! The smoking one never gets old.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to have to see that. Wait a minute. Here it is. Pat sent me something. Here we go. Here we go, Melissa. So you can hear it. This is what Pat sent me.
Any pot today? Well, you've been stopped here for 15 minutes. Can you tell me why that is?
We're waiting for the stop sign.
Excuse me. Have you been smoking any pot today?
No.
Well, you've been stopped here for 15 minutes. Can you tell me why that is?
We're waiting for the stop sign to turn green.
How high are you?
How are you?
No, I said, how high are you?
Hi, how are you? It's kind of so friendly, Dave.
Okay, I am going to have to conduct a pot sobriety test.
Oh, man, I'm too high for that.
Blow into this?
Hey, is that a breathalyzer?
No.
That is funny, Pat.
That he is under a canoe.
That is funny. That is funny. I want to thank you guys. So don't forget to listen to, I will put it in Melissa's Facebook, I will put it in Pat's Facebook, I will put it in Laverne's Facebook. It'll be on the thing. Hit the link. This is a holiday greetings from me, and like I said, there might be a special appearance of Hammer Claws in there. Or Brian Borowitzkiewicz. Ba-da-da. And that's it. 3 hours of me. It goes by really fast. Pat finally woke up. Now he's like, damn it, I'm awake. Damn it.
Yeah, I am.
I know. It's like, damn it. Wow. All right, kiddies.
Hey, knucklehead, I see that you're running out of gas.
You're like a serial killer. Hello,
I just wanted to tell you, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not the bastard that you appear. But look here, I saw. Oh, I'm sorry. The decision you were trying to jump on me regarding yesterday, that is getting both an academic education and a skill, it served me super well. That means I was never unemployed.
Right.
And thus, that's what I advise people to do today, young people, is get both a skill, get the academic side, and a skill. It's not a guarantee, but I'm going to say it's about 85 to 90% that one will never go unemployed.
What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing right now, Mr. Solution?
Oh, shit. Cut that out. I don't
what are you
do
wearing?
That,
I bet
Brian.
I bet you do.
Look,
I bet you're wearing something sexy.
Are you wearing furry underwear? Hold on. I can admire the physique of a man that has taken care of himself, but I don't do that. I just,
how about your toes?
That has zero
do you get a
appeal.
Pedicure? Do you get
that
a pedicure?
That has zero appeal.
Okay, do you get a pedicure?
Yeah, I do get a pedicure.
Do you get a pedicure? Seriously?
Yes, I just said, of course, yeah.
Really? You know what I
had,
find sexy?
Unfortunately, one time I had toe fungus, and they have all these cures, but they don't work. And then I found something that worked, and I asked my – I haven't had it for a good while. You know, there's medication that they give you. But it's dangerous, though, because it attacks one's liver, right? So anyway,
right.
I went to the podiatrist, and I did get some information, and I just had to do it in a focused way. But my pedicurist certified that I am completely free of toenail fungus. And that's not an easy thing to rid oneself of.
No, it's not, because fungus lives among us. I keep my toenails long so I can scurry up a tree just in case there's an accident I need to hide.
Yeah, that fits you. Yeah.
I got the longest toenail. I'll take a picture of it. I got the longest toenails. I can almost scratch my back with my toenails. I can scratch behind my ears like a dog. Go ahead.
You know the feet.
Oh, God, Brian.
yes, Pat.
That's awful.
The feet are kind of like the radiator on a vehicle. They work so well, we tend to ignore them. But it's good to take care of one's feet, no doubt. The foundation of the body, boy.
You know what? I do have a fetish. I didn't think I had a fetish. I swear to God, I do. What I like to do, seriously, is I like to paint a woman's toenails. I put them right on my knee and I slowly paint them. And I like my favorite colors are red, purple, sometimes black. But I like to paint them, and then I blow on them, and then I paint them again. That's my favorite thing to do. I really do. I like to do that.
There's no denying that the feet are sensual, but you overdo sex. I'm telling you.
No, I don't. The feet is sensual. That's why I'm going to put my foot up your ass.
Well.
Have an orgasm, my little friend.
No, I can't really. Oh, you're
now,
terrible.
Actually, you're being a violent fool. And you
Happy
know,
holidays.
You switch about. You know, you're schizoid. Brian, you are schizoid. You know that, right?
I am.
I don't know if it's the residual drugs or what, but you are definitely schizoid.
Oh, boy. It is the drugs. Yeah, and they last
That's
a long
okay.
time.
As long as they keep you in that little padded cell.
They used to until I peed on the cell. We have to change
That's
the pads
fine.
Once in a while.
You didn't denigrate me enough. You should have... You should have cited me at least 6 times, and you only did it 4, so you're short.
I knew you were counting. I knew you were counting.
Not really.
You
I'm just
you.
Really,
you
I'm just guessing.
No, but I got to go. But what are you going to be doing today, Mr. Solution?
Hey, get out of here, buddy. I do a little work on the farm. I may do a little bit of plinking, and... I'm probably going to work. I got to work out. I've been ducking and dodging, so I've got to do it.
So how many animals do you have on the farm? Or do you have any animals?
Oh, mine is, that's affectionately. It's mainly trees. And animals visit me, but they're not required to stay.
They're not required.
Funny. They're not required to. They're wild, in other words.
So you have a tree farm. Do you have a wood chipper?
With your name
Andy,
on it, buddy.
You probably do. We ought to visit you on the phone. Old Mr. Solution had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. He has one little tree on his farm, E-I-E-I-O.
It's the opposite of you. It's your opposite. It's quiet. It's quiescent. It's peaceful.
Yes.
You know, and I can sit out there, 50 yards.
And you see me smoking a tree that you have on that farm. Yeah, I'm lighting fires on a tree. I would be smoking that tree that you have on that farm.
No, it's nice. You know, trees one has to take care of. It's not big.
Not really.
It's nice size, but you have to. I feed my trees, and they produce really well. And
are we talking about
trees?
There
you have it.
Are we really talking about trees here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am. What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
No, Brian. Let's see what that 6666 mind of yours is
thinking.
I just have to say, guess what it is. It's automatically sick. What are you thinking?
God.
When
I'm
I say
not thinking
trees,
nothing.
What are you thinking?
I'm not that's... saying nothing. I'm not
okay.
Nothing.
Well, that never
All
happened.
Right. You win.
That never happened before, buddy.
I know. You win. Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
I'm going to play a song.
My way.
I don't have it. I don't have it. I already played My Way, but I'm going to send a song. No, this song you're going to relate
to. You should
to
play that
you
more
first
than
came
once.
On the show.
Huh?
I played it twice. I played an Elvis version, and I played a Sinatra version.
The Elvis version is trash.
You did a good job. Okay.
No,
well,
I'll
just play a couple of bars of this, and then let's see if I have my way. Let me see. Is it Sinatra?
Sinatra is the way to go, not Elvis.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
and
you
by
have
the
that.
Way, by the way, Elvis didn't do a damn thing. What did Elvis died at roughly what 42? Was he 42? Does anyone know?
Something around
like
there.
Yeah. So see, he was Sinatra lived twice his age. So Elvis didn't care about himself or his fans. He just.
Well, you're saying a guy who had ties to the mafia cared more than Elvis? Come on.
Hold on. Elvis ate and drank to oblivion. He was a gluttonous
And you don't think
guy.
Sinatra did?
No. Elvis.
I'm comparing the two. I'm saying you're comparing the two, and I'm saying you're saying the same thing. Elvis drank like crazy. I don't think Elvis drank that much. I think it was more Sinatra. You barely saw Elvis. Elvis was on pills, but I really saw him actually drink, to tell you the truth.
I think he was a boozer. He was gluttonous.
He just didn't take care.
See, that's the worst kind of destruction, self-destruction. So he destroyed himself. I don't like his way of my way. Sinatra is the way to go.
Okay. Well, I was going to play a song that kind of meant everything to us because of all the people who came into the studio and we stayed.
Play whatever the hell you like. I don't care.
No, it's just a little thing. I don't have it now.
But as often as you can, play Sinatra. That's a, that's a song of success, actually. That's what, that's My Way equals success. So, you go.
Well, you know, it's like, Mr. Solution's been around for a while. And people have been around for Blog Talk a while before they found me.
Well, I've been around and I've done something. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just saying, after all the time, and then you see the show, and you see the shows, and they're not there anymore. They're not there.
That's right.
They don't last as long as they used to. So here's a tribute to us, the Solutions, the Pats, the Laverne.
We've got to get, excuse me for interrupting you, we've got to get Cole back. Cole kind of balances your crazy. So
seriously?
You got to send out a message for Mr. Cole. You got to get him back.
The only
but
one
Melissa
who could do that
she,
is
I don't
Melissa.
Know if she communicates with
you.
Him,
you would have to plead to Melissa. Melissa is the only one that could send a message to
obviously
Cole.
Obviously, she views his post on what is it, Facebook or Meta. And so, invite him back, Melissa. That's my personal request.
You didn't
is
like
you,
him. You fought
listening,
with him.
Melissa?
Yeah,
are
I'm listening.
Here?
I'm listening. Yeah.
I call back. Give him an invitation. Ah. Tell him we need some balance. Brian needs some balance. So,
oh my God!
Yeah. Would you do that? Would you invite him back?
No.
I could consider it, but I just we know how that would go.
Well, yeah, we do.
You don't want to put Melissa in harm's
way. The guy deserves
way.
A chance. Come on,
No. You wouldn't want to put Melissa in harm's way of that maniac. But
well, no,
a little
she would
tidbit.
Invite him. He would come on the show. True. Melissa wouldn't have to interact with him.
Yes,
she wouldn't
you
have
you to invite him. She would have.
What do you want?
I want to
banana?
Just give. I just want to give this little song, not a whole song, to all.
All
of
right,
us.
Whatever.
To all of us, they tried to take us off the air. Blog Talk has tried to take me off the air long ago. Blog Talk has stopped my royalties long ago. They have done a lot of mean things to get me off the air. But this is contribute to all of us with this song. We're still standing, Blog Talk.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide.
I'm dancing like
behind
Donald Trump.
That mask.
My hands went back and forth.
And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid, and I'm still standing after all this time, thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I was dancing.
Yes. We are still standing after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mrs. Solution, I'm glad to hear your voice before we have to hang up. It's good to hear
you. Yeah,
your
and Cole is therapy. Remember that. Cole is therapy.
Yeah, so I can see somebody worse than me. It makes me feel better about
Brian.
Myself.
No, it's, you know, what kind of therapy is that? I don't know.
Cole did contribute. I mean, I like Cole personally. I like Cole. And he can't be. I've never met anybody. Let's see. I'm really running the banks here.
Who's racist against everybody, especially the people
everybody.
In the Midwest.
He's even racist about snakes. Anything,
yeah,
cars, snakes,
everything.
Anything.
Everything.
Well,
he was
going to
sue
the
Boy Scouts because he was
him.
Touched.
But I can't think of anyone that's too much worse than Brian. Brian is a pretty bad guy, by the way.
I am. He has
a special room in hell. Without a
I do. I reserved it last year. I'm getting it decorated. I'm expecting you to visit.
It. Oh, no.
I'm expecting you to visit. You're coming with me, my friend.
I'm visiting. Listen. That's a good point you just made. And I'm visiting you right now. This is the hell that you distribute on Earth. Talking about... I'm talking about after your death, buddy. You don't know...
That would be soon. Oh, say
therapy after,
no, you got to say you love me before you don't... And you can't say
therapy
it.
Therapy after
say,
conversing
come on,
with you.
Come on, say you love me. Say you
being
love me.
In conversation
say,
with you.
Say
I mean,
you love me.
With
come on, my little elf.
It's lie and Lysol soap.
Say you,
and
you know what? I'm gonna spank you till you love me.
I need 10 days of it. There you go with that homo shit again. Cut that out.
Not homo shit. It's friendship. It's called friendship.
friendship, friendship.
Brian,
it's
when I first
friendship.
Heard you, I said that guy has at least. I said that guy has at least 2 pounds of sugar in his.
You think I'm gay? I might be gay. I'm the worst gay man ever because I love women. Boy, am I doing it wrong.
You probably claim bisexual.
No, I want you to remember my name. When
and
I'm gone.
You are definitely gay.
Well, I must ride on my rainbow unicorn now. Love you guys.
It's homosexual.
Yes.
Bye.
Hey, be happy.
What are you
gay.
Doing today?
Nothing. I'll just be working and everything. But I'll see you Monday, Mr. Solution. Bye, Mr. Solution. Bye, Pat.
Bye.
Make sure you remember my name.